breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's plan to dispatch National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Mr. Trump argues the troops are badly needed to restore law and order. Senators gearing up for yet another vote on a GOP funding bill to end the government shutdown. President Trump urges Democrats to do the right thing and approve the stopgap spending bill.
Well, I call them Democrat layoffs. They're Democrat layoffs. They're causing it. We're ready to go back. You know, we have a record-setting economy. We have a record-setting country. Prices are way down. We're doing better than the country's ever done. And the Democrats hate seeing that. It's up to them. Anybody laid off, that's because of the Democrats.
Today, day six of the government shutdown. The Trump-Gaza peace plan, subject of today's talks between Israeli and Hamas negotiators in Egypt. The BBC's Hugo Bachega with an update from Jerusalem.
This is the most advanced effort yet to end the two-year war in Gaza. President Trump is ramping up the pressure for a deal to be reached, including on the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The discussions are expected to focus on freeing the remaining hostages, both living and dead, in return for the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza. There is huge momentum for progress, but key obstacles remain. They include Israel's demand for Hamas to disarm and for its members to exile, and a guarantee wanted by the group that the war won't resume after the hostages are freed.
Tomorrow marks 2 years since the savage Hamas terror attack that ignited the war. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 84 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 135 points, and the S&P futures better by 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Company. At 6:03, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling early in Arundel County, there's a water main break this morning, 648 at Nursery Road. We're not sure if it's completely closed, but at least one lane will be closed. So local traffic there, definitely a heads up for that. Beltway looks good early this morning. JFX is clear. For right now, we have no delays at all. The southbound traffic is moving fine at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mild start to the day with some fog. We've got bright sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon and another warm summery day with highs headed into the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable as lows dip back down to 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At 6:03, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Members of Baltimore's Jewish community gathered Sunday to honor the victims of the October 7th attacks and call for the release of hostages being held in Gaza. Following a march outside of Harnein Oheb Shalom in Pikesville, the group entered the synagogue for a ceremony. March organizers and activists have been gathering on Sundays for nearly 2 years, and they will continue until every hostage is returned. According to local TV, the Baltimore Jewish Council director says the community is commemorating 2 years of loss, the lost lives that are Israeli and the lives lost that are Palestinian, and 2 years of a grinding war. And police have released more information about a Saturday morning stabbing in the parking lot of the Towson Town Center. According to police, the victim suffered multiple injuries to her upper body in what investigators say was a domestic-related incident and not a random act. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 702, the pick 4, 1071. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermott, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, that was an epic fail yesterday for the Ravens.
Now they're knocking on the door once again. Stroud, end zone! Touchdown, Texans! Hutchinson with his second of the day and second of his career.
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS, and that was the one that broke the camel's back 28 seconds before halftime, and the Texans will go on to romp against what looked like a helpless Ravens defense. 44-10 was the final in Baltimore. Post-game reaction, first from head coach John Harbaugh, not sugarcoating the loss.
Got beaten every way you get beat, very disappointed with that. Did not expect to see that. Thought we'd play a lot better than that based on the way we practiced.
The Ravens played the game with seven Pro Bowlers on the sideline, but linebacker Kyle Van Noy would have none of that.
No excuses. I just watched the Niners have injuries and go out there and play football. And no excuses for injuries. Professionals, you get paid to play.
Two NFL teams have started 1-4 in the season since 2020 and have made the playoffs. Baseball playoffs got two words for you yesterday from Toronto, and that's Vlad Guerrero. Joe Davis had the call on FS1. Vlad Guerrero, the Yankee killer, his second home run in two games. Jays crushed the Yanks 13-7, take a 2-0 lead in that series. And the Mariners with a clutch 3-2 win over Tarek Skubal and the Tigers to knot that series up at 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, is it time to make changes on the Ravens sideline? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, October 6th. You know what that means. First Monday in October, Supreme Court gathers today. Well, they're not trying to fend off trans assassins. Just unbelievable. Coming up on the program here this morning, and we're going to take a look at the Towson Town Center stabbing. Things in Baltimore County getting much worse. And where is Kathy Stolfmeyer when you need her? And we'll take a look at that. Also, Justice Kavanaugh, his would-be trans assassin, got a lenient sentence of only 8 years. By the way, that dude or dudess wanted to kill three justices.
So we'll talk about that. Also, top story here today is the violent Democrat nominee for Attorney General in Virginia. His name is Jay Jones, expressing a desire to shoot and kill his political opponents. Now, does that surprise me? Does that shock me? No, it does not. What kind of surprises me is that the reaction to that by the Democrat Party. The fact is a disturbing set of text messages from the Virginia Democrat nominee Jay Jones recently surfaced thanks to our folks at National Review. The text message exchange shows that Mr. Jones openly advocated for shooting then-Republican Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, Todd Gilbert. Gilbert had been talking about one of his fellow Democrats, a more moderate guy by the name of Joe Johnson Jr., and was eulogizing him and was praising him from his bipartisanship working across the aisle, and apparently they didn't sit well with Jay Jones, who really is a radical, violent lefty, and he's running for the top law office in the state of Virginia. Of course, he's still in the race, but here's what he texted and he sent the text to a Republican by accident.
Good job.
Meant to send it to a Democrat. Three people, two bullets, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head, the text reads in part. Unbelievable.
People are okay with this.
Yeah. Well, some are. Some Democrats are. And what we have here now is that we've got, not only that, Mr. Jones then went on to talk about the death of Gilbert's children. And that, this in of itself is bad, but this is completely beyond the pale. The Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears talked about it recently over the weekend.
We start with breaking news from the campaign trail.
Jay Jones is under fire tonight.
Jay Jones is under fire.
Jay Jones is under fire after messages he sent in 2022 saying former Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert should be shot.
I'm excited about this ticket.
Been great to be out on the campaign trail with Jay Jones.
You said Gilbert's wife could watch her own child die in her arms so that Gilbert might reconsider his political views.
We deserve an attorney general who will stand up for the people of Virginia.
Jones said, quote, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head.
Jones doubled down, saying, quote, do I think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes.
How can Virginians trust a man who said something so horrific, so callously?
Only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy.
That is an ad that is now running in Virginia. Now, you know, there's a very tight race in Virginia. The former CIA spook and progressive Marxist Abigail Spanberger is the Democrat running against the current Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. And you can see this is a major issue now in the Virginia governor's race. And the fact is that no national Democrat, not Governor Moore, not Chris Van Hollen, Mr. Margarita, or Angela Alsobrooks, not a single national Democrat has denounced this. So we'll have some reaction from the other Democrats. And your reaction as well, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now, 613. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, he's back on a Monday. It's Lugnuts Johnson.
Who's this woman in the studio? I don't know who this is.
This is Maggie Hunter.
Hi, you've baby.
You've met Maggie before.
You don't remember me from last night?
Did I leave the money in the right place?
No!
Okay. Well, then I don't remember you. But we get along just fine. Glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
I know you are. Just waiting to get you to cackle several more times, you know.
Now, it's starting.
I know. And it ain't going to end anytime soon, hopefully. 95 northbound. We're just getting a report of a wreck northbound near the Hartford County and the Baltimore County line. It's right in that area where we can't see it. The camera is at Joppa Road. The next camera is up at Mountain Road. So we're just waiting from Baltimore County Fire and also the state police to give us an update. So if you're going north of White Marsh Boulevard up around the area, I think they were talking about like the 71-mile marker in that area. So we'll keep an eye on that to let you know. The construction not yet there this morning, northbound 95 at Route 24, but maybe soon. We're good to Annapolis early. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Capitol Beltway. The ride through that area looks good. Water main break out of Arundel County, 648 in the area of the intersection at Nursery Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a mild and foggy start this morning. Sunny today. Warm and humid highs in the low 80s. Tonight, clear temps back down into the 60s. And right now, we're looking at pretty nice. It's a little cool. 54, mostly cloudy in Columbia. And it is 54 in Reisterstown. That was one-liner news for you here this morning in the final fallout from their botched rebranding. Cracker Barrel has fired Prophet, the marketing firm responsible for their revamp. Ironically, the lack of profit is what got Cracker Barrel in the mess in the first place.
You know,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay? I used to love going to Cracker Barrel.
Sure. Same.
You know? Bad Bunny will set a Super Bowl halftime first. He'll be the first performer to not sing in English. I thought he was the second performer, but then I went back and looked at Bob Dylan never performed at the Super Bowl before. Did you already say on Saturday Night Live, the opening? He was the he said that if you don't like me singing in Spanish, you got 4 months to learn it.
Oh!
Yeah. The NFL has really messed up on this one.
Yeah, just a little.
University of North Carolina football fans are regretting the decision to hire Bill Belichick as their head coach. Belichick is stressing patience. Tom Brady's son graduates high school next year, and he's a pretty good quarterback. That's the last time Belichick was worth anything, right? Sean P. Diddy Combs has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison.
4.5.
That's it. The prosecution wanted upwards of close to 20 years, and the defense wanted him out on bail now. His only hope now is President Trump thinks P stands for pardon and not something else in P. Diddy. Because that's the only way he's getting out early. You know, absolutely. Hey, by the way, where do you think the most gold diggers live?
Ellicott City.
No.
Montgomery County.
Florida and Nevada have the most gold diggers in the country.
Hmm.
Okay? And the gold diggers, of course, I would think there aren't any in here in Maryland because we've got no gold left. Governor Moore's taken it all.
He was left a good bit, too.
Yeah, exactly. $1.67 billion
like termites.
Tax increase.
Boom, done.
You know, so there you have it. But gold diggers, I mean, that's an ancient term. That hasn't been around in a long time.
I didn't even know that they exist anymore. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. Chuck has had to spend gold diggers off for most of his career.
Because I don't have any gold.
He's been after, his barter kingdom for years.
I might have my stack of Monopoly money hidden in different places.
Don't tell where those places are.
No.
You get in trouble.
Yeah.
No.
He has unusual places to where he stores his money.
Oh,
you don't
dear.
Want to go there. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up here in just a second here on, of course, we'll talk more about the this incredible story out of Virginia regarding the Jay Jones and Winsome World Series. Let me just read to you the text here that he's going back and forth. This is a Republican. He thinks it's obviously somebody else. And he's saying that, she says, you weren't trying to understand. You were talking about hoping Jennifer Gilbert's children would die. And Jay Jones replies in the text, yes, I've told you this before. Only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy. And, of course, she responds, you know, please stop. I'm honestly asking you to stop. And he says, I mean, do I think Todd and Jennifer Gilbert, that's the speaker, are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes. So, again, this is something about President Trump. And Vice President Vance and Speaker Johnson have all called on him to step down, to drop out of the race. President Trump said it was sick and demented. But the Democrats are doubling down here. The Virginia Beach Democrats put out a statement saying, recent press may have spotlighted past mistakes. We say, let those without sin cast the first stone. Well, look. We're all sinners. We're all sinners here. But the problem is, this is a man that wants to be the top law enforcement officer in the state of Virginia, and he's sending out these secret, not so secret now, texts where he's hoping, and he's fantasizing, and this is hypothetical. I don't believe he actually would take action on that, but we need to set a better tone there. We need to set a better example. What better example would happen here that if this guy would just say, you know what, I was completely wrong, it was completely out of line, and I'm going to completely drop out of this race. But we haven't seen any National Democrats call for that.
They don't like to apologize.
No. And he did apologize. We'll get to that apology coming up here in just a second with a reporter down in I think it was Channel 8 in Virginia. 620 here on the Casey and Company. This is the brand new, of course, version of the morning show. This has been we've been doing this for 30 years. This is the longest morning running show in the history, I think, of Baltimore. I know it's currently the longest morning running show. So it's something that we just hope that you can join us and you can help co-host and weigh in. We love taking calls, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It is 620.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or wcbm.com before October 11th.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
621 here on Casey and Company. I'm Sean Casey, and joining me, Maggie Hunter and Gary Stein, Chuck Whitaker, of course, Kristen Hagrick is our executive producer. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, good morning. And by the way, Mazel Tov on your 30th anniversary of your morning program.
Yeah, 33 years and going strong. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, very, very informative for that. Yes, thank you very much. Now, here's the question. Where are the state of elected board officials in Richmond, Virginia, with the state police on this? This so-called candidate should have been gone or taken off the ballot already because they're making actual threats using text and all that, and it's already been proven and all that. So where's the state police or the state of Virginia election officials?
Well, that's the gray area here, because there are many good things. This is not a call to action. They're saying he was fantasizing. This was a hypothetical situation. So there's a fine line there. We got to be careful we protect the First Amendment. But the First Amendment does protect freedom of speech. It does not protect idiocy. Protect moral depravity, which is what I think we have going on here with this guy, Jay Jones. He's a radical leftist. I can honestly say, nobody jokes about this kind of stuff. You know, you can not like somebody politically, but you don't wish death upon them or their children. I mean, something you just don't do. And the fact that these other Democrats won't come out. I mean, Abigail Spanberger says, I had a frank discussion with them. So this is what we have now for the Democrats. This is who they are. This is what the Democrat Party has become. Mark, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Haven't seen anything major so far at the Harvard Tunnels, with the morning buildups just beginning now, right around O'Donnell Street and working its way south into the tunnel. But no issues. Still under a five-minute wait for traffic both on 95 and 895. We're still getting the report. Have not seen any impact yet. This wreck was reportedly northbound 95, Harford County, Baltimore County line. So, again, the heads up would be north of White Marsh Boulevard and then heading out to Mountain Road. In the city, there is a new wreck. It's minor, but it's a busy area. It's at Park Circle at Reisterstown Road at Park Heights Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild and foggy start this morning. Sunny today. Warm and humid. Highs in the low 80s. It's partly cloudy. 56 in Parkville right now. 56 in Severn. So, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears was down by 17 points at one point in the race against Spanberger. She's closed that gap now. She's within single digits. And again, remember, this is a big race coming up next month in Virginia, along with the one in New Jersey, which has Jack, I think it's Chitterelli, going against Mikey Sherrill, the one who lied about her her graduate academic records at the Naval Academy. So, and Chitterelli is closing the gap on Mikey Sherrill as well. So I think these are two bellwether elections. Not that they're both MAGA candidates, but again, Jersey hasn't had a governor in three governor election cycles. And, you know, here's the thing that surprises me a little bit. I'm not sure why Glenn Youngkin isn't going out stumping for Winsome Earl Sears the way he should be. He did come out and make a statement regarding this progressive radical Marxist Jay Jones. Here's Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears.
Try to name a Democrat leader who hasn't called the president Hitler. Try to name one who hasn't said Republicans and our policies are an existential threat to democracy. No, I am not saying Democrat leaders are committing violence, although Jay Jones fantasizes about murdering Republican children.
Yeah, that's in a text message. This is not propaganda. It's not hyperbole. This is what he actually put in a text message, and a Virginia TV reporter was commenting with Jay Jones, asking his reaction to that remark about children.
A lot of politics is about trust. I can think of nothing more horrific than a mother having to hold her dying child. How can Virginians trust a man who said something so horrific, so callously?
Well, again, I am so deeply, deeply sorry for what I said, and I wish that it hadn't happened, and I would take it back if I could.
No, but he's staying in the race. He's staying in the race, and he's saying, while I apologize, who among us hasn't made a mistake, and I am deeply sorry for it, and I never meant it, and I never would act on it, but isn't it about more than just an apology here? And the reporter hit it, it's trust. How can you possibly trust this man to enforce the laws of the state of Virginia when he's fantasizing about putting bullets in the head of his political opponents and killing his children?
It's good against evil. That's what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is good versus evil. And that is a thing. And we have to remember that at all times going into this election. Again, and where are the National Democrats? Let me give you another example of what's going on right now. A professor at Harvard during Yom Kippur, that was last Wednesday, highest holy day of the year in the Jewish religion. This Harvard professor had a gun on him. And he apparently shot into a car, according to police reports, and he said that he was hunting rats, meaning Jewish people. This is the same language that the Third Reich used.
And he's an educator.
Yeah, and he is a professor at Harvard. And did Harvard fire him? No.
Probably got a raise.
He fired a pellet gun near a Boston-area synagogue at the Temple Beth Zion on Beacon Street and later claimed he was hunting rats.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes. I know a lot of people that just take a pellet gun and go out near a synagogue on Yom Kippur, and they're trying to
shoot rats.
You know, the real rodents. This guy should have been fired immediately. The Harvard Crimson said he has been suspended, placed on administrative leave, as the school seeks to learn more about this matter. So this is what we have going on right now in America today. We have people that, not me, and here's the point. This isn't the radical leftists from Antifa and from BLM and these people that you see all over TikTok who are just absolutely certifiable maniacs. These are elected officials. These are professors, elitist professors. These are
leaders,
people are, and the leaders of the Democrat Party. Where have we seen from Hakeem Jeffries or Chuck Schumer or some of the others out there in the leadership? Governor Moore and again, our Maryland delegation. We have not seen any of them make a comment to condemn this kind of rhetoric. 6:29, 29 minutes after the hour. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric and Heating and Air Conditioning and Cooling. You name it, they got it at Tim Kyle. And right now is the time as things get a little bit cooler that you begin to call Tim, come out, and they'll perform some maintenance on your heat pump or on your forced air heating furnace or whatever the case may be, whatever you're using to heat the home. Make sure that the filters are changed, that it's operating efficiently and properly. The first thing is you want to make sure that it's operating, number one, the way it should be. Secondly, because of the electrical rates skyrocketing, you want to make sure that it is efficient. And yeah, it could be working, but not working to the best of its ability, thus costing you even more money. Happened to me earlier this summer. My bills were like astronomical. I had them come out and look at everything. And said, no, I had a switch that was sticking and I needed a new filter. And they tuned it up and actually cut my bills by like 30-35%. So you really should have them come out to your home today. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you go online, timkylecompany.com. It is 6:30 on Casey and Company. Time for news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police are investigating several shootings that took place across the city on Sunday. Just before 1 a.m., a man was shot in the 800 block of Exeter Hall, and he's being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Shortly before 4 a.m., police were called to a shooting in the 100 block of North Avenue, where a man had been shot in the arm. He's expected to recover from his injury. And a 17-year-old was shot in the 1,000 block of North Luzerne Avenue shortly before 6 p.m. The teen was taken to a hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound to the leg and listed in stable condition. Maryland, 18 states, and the Federal Trade Commission have stopped a deceptive charity fundraising scheme. Cars R Us and its operators, Michael Irwin and Lisa Frank, solicited charitable donations to provide free and low-cost breast cancer screenings. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says only 29% of more than $45 million, that's 0.29% of more than $45 million raised, was used for the screenings. Brown says Marylanders donated their vehicles to Cars R Us, thinking they would help save lives, but instead, the company profited from their donations. And Governor Moore says $36 million in new funding is now available to help Maryland school districts expand the use of clean energy systems and cost-cutting technologies. The Maryland Energy Administration will help the districts to reduce energy consumption, manage energy data, and cut emissions through the Decarbonizing Public Schools program. The new grants are funded by the Maryland Strategic Energy Investment Fund, which reinvests proceeds from greenhouse gas emissions auctions and alternative compliance payments. WCBM News Time, 6:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
WCBM News Time, 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The West Side Outer Loop delays now beginning with a little slowdown here right after Liberty Road, and then it's kind of moving slowly from I-70 to Route 40. After that, we're clear from Frederick Road down the hill towards 95. So that's the beginning of the normal morning back up through there. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel now, brake lights beginning before the O'Donnell Street ramp. So a little more than 5 minutes in building there. 95, Fort McHenry Tunnel still clear. Reminder, if you're going north on 95 between White Marsh Boulevard and the Harford County and the Baltimore County line, there's a wreck northbound, apparently crowding the left-hand lane before we get up to the ramp area at Mountain Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mild start to the day with some fog. We've got bright sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon and another warm summery day with highs headed into the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable as lows dip back down to 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Perhaps the most concerning thing for the Ravens now is the defense's inability to stop the run.
And it is a run to Nick Chubb. Chubb could go all the way and does. Touchdown, Texans.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. A 166-yard rushing effort for the Texans yesterday as a team that had never won a game in Baltimore imposed their will on a beleaguered Ravens squad. 44-10 was the final. The Ravens fall to 1-4 for the second time in franchise history, and the 44 points are the most allowed in Harbaugh's 18-year tenure. After the game, the coach was asked point blank.
Do you have to consider changes on the with Zach or the defensive staff?
Yeah, you try to do the most productive things, and I do not think that that's the answer. So we got to go to work is what we need to do. We need to stick together.
Linebacker Kyle Van Noy was pretty blunt in his assessment as well.
We got to get our together. Playing, just being brutally honest. Like, coaches can give us the plays, but we got to execute. And it doesn't matter who you are in there. Do your job.
28 teams in the NFL have started 1-4 since 2020. Two have made the playoffs. Elsewhere in the league, the Eagles and the Bills were handed their first losses of the season yesterday. The Broncos doing it in Philly in a comeback. 18 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. They beat them 21-17. Patriots, meanwhile, a 52-yard field goal with 15 seconds to play last night to beat the Bills in Buffalo 23-20. Commanders with a nice rally behind Jaden Daniels. 27-10 was the final over the Chargers. MLB playoffs last night in Seattle, a huge win for the Mariners.
Line drive, down the line, that's a foul ball, and the Mariners take the lead. Julio Rodriguez has come up clutch yet again.
Adam Amin with the call on FS1. Rodriguez tie-breaking double in the eighth was the difference. The Mariners tie up the Tigers 1-1 with a 3-2 win. Elsewhere, Jays crush the Yanks again 13-7. They take a 2-0 lead in that series. Sellout crowd in College Park on Saturday, anticipating greatness from the Terps, and they got it for three quarters. Unfortunately, a football game is four, and the Washington Huskies stun the Terps with 21 unanswered in the fourth. They leave College Park with a 24-20 comeback win over Maryland. Local college football. Towson falls to Elon on family weekend at United Stadium, 17-3 the final. Titan John Dunmore with 8 catches for 104 yards in the air. Towson falls to 3-3 on the season. The time now is 6:37. When we return, where do the Ravens go from here?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So I think it's highly unlikely that the Ravens are going to fire anybody after yesterday's loss, okay?
But no, Harbaugh says you got to stick together.
Right, but here's one thing that could motivate them eventually, and that is fans leaving the stadium en masse in the third quarter yesterday.
Yeah, that
booing as early as the first quarter, by the way.
Yeah.
That was not good.
And it doesn't get much better because the Rams are coming to town.
Rams are tough, and then they get the Bears, and they get a bye after the Rams, actually, and then they get the Bears, and then the schedule, then they get Miami, and if they can't win.
Here's the thing, you got injuries, and the NFL team has injuries. It's next man up, and every coach says it, every team says it, but injuries can impact overall performance of the team.
Oh, there's no doubt.
So that's number one. Number two, I'm not sure whether, is it or, is it scheme, is it personnel, or is it all of the above?
I'm going to tell you that injuries are the most important thing. I mean, if you look at that Ravens defense yesterday, there were guys out. That was a preseason game. as far as the Ravens defense was concerned. You had guys, like if I gave you numbers right now, you couldn't tell me who those guys are. Like, you could tell me who Zero is.
Right.
Okay.
Roquan.
Yeah. But can you tell me who 27 is?
No.
Can you tell me who 45 is?
No.
Can you tell me 23, 38, 30? You don't know who those guys are. You know Zero and 14.
Right.
And neither one of those guys was out there yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, look, it's not an excuse, but it is reality.
Yeah, it is. And the fact is, you gotta fix it, though. And they'll have to find a way to fix it. Otherwise, the season will be lost very quickly.
I think the season is lost.
Yeah, because the Steelers are playing better. Of course, what did the Browns do yesterday? They lost.
Browns lost in England, wherever they were.
Exactly, yeah.
But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, anyway,
the Bengals lost.
You got Buffalo and Kansas City, and you're not going to beat them on the road in the playoffs anyway.
Not until you fix the defense,
Yeah. Right. I should have played that Jim Mora cut. Damn, I forgot about that. I'll do that next time.
I have something for you a little bit later on in the show.
For me?
Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
Like a gift?
It's an audio gift.
Oh, an audio gift. What if I wanted something else?
Well, you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
You might want to take this home and play with your friends.
All right, but I do like gifts.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680, here to reach us on Casey and Company. And if you want to email us here to the show, it's am680@wcbm.com. That's the email address we're using now, am680@wcbm.com, where you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Let's take a quick call here from Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I have a comment about the mayor's new car.
Yeah, the $164,000 Jeep Grand Wagoneer with sirens and who knows what else is in that thing.
A fair amount of it was extra equipment they had to put on, which that would have went on any car, but it still would have been over $100,000. But I'm curious, what does the chief of police drive, and what does whatever the headman in each district drive? And I would think that would have been good enough.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think I looked at it over the weekend, and I think he might be the only one that is in that. He might have the highest cost of personal SUV in the country. There are other mayors. I think the mayor of Philadelphia drives a Ford Mustang.
Well, okay,
and that's about $50,000-$60,000 for a Ford Mustang.
Yeah, which that's fine. I have no problem with driving a Ford Mustang.
Yeah.
But I thought a Grand Wagoneer was excessive. Now, I realize no matter what car he gets, he has to have like $30,000 worth of extra stuff put on it.
I question whether it's $30,000. I was talking to somebody the other day regarding sirens and lights and, you know, extra security features. Now, if they had to bulletproof it, then I could see. But I didn't get that out of the description of the SUV.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't even think of that because I didn't think he needed a bulletproof car.
Yeah.
Maybe he does, but I didn't.
Well, he thinks he's bulletproof, but that's a whole different. Figuratively, not literally.
Yes, sir.
Joe, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. More from Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears on the horrific comments made by an individual who actually insisted that politicians have to feel the pain themselves, and that if this speaker's children would be killed, it might move him to the left politically. You know, there is just no place in any kind of public office for this individual. Here is Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears.
It's gone too far. You can't call a woman who looks like me racist and then dial back the rhetoric. You can't do what Jay Jones did, text about killing a Republican politician and his kids, and then dial back the rhetoric. You can't pretend they, them is a pronoun and then wonder how people lose touch with reality. And you can't normalize radical policies and prejudices that lead people to kill those they disagree with. Folks, you can't hear Abigail Spanberger on video say, "Let your rage fuel you," and think that's leadership. Is that what we want? Is this what we want our politics to be? Rage? Of course not. It's time to bring back common sense and common decency. And as a Marine, you have my word. That's what I'll do as governor of our great Commonwealth of Virginia.
The question is, Is there any common sense or common decency left in the Democrat Party these days? We have some examples we'll share with you in just a moment at 6:43. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new incident here on the Beltway interloop between Perrin Parkway and Hartford Road. The overhead sign is kind of blocking it a little bit, but I can see the police car there, and the interloop is now backed up, coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. So right now, it looks like the left side of the roadway is open, but an early build up there on the interloop leaving Lock Raven Boulevard, heading over towards Hartford Road. Northbound 95, still getting a report they're working on the wreck northbound near the Hartford County and the Baltimore County line. Been watching the camera at Joppa Road, which is a pretty good way south of there, but that would be an indication if there was a big backup northbound. So it looks like we're still moving traffic through, but definitely a heads up. Northern Hartford County, way up around the line, there's a big wreck there at Route 136 at Route 165, and according to the information we have, the intersection may be blocked for the local traffic in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and foggy start to the morning, but a little bit later on, sunshine warming, given highs in the low 80s. And right now, 56 in Glen Burnie, and it's 57 in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's getting bigger by the minute.
Oh, yes, it is.
Your appetite. Your appetite. That's what we're talking
of
about.
Of course we're talking about his appetite.
Chuck, we have found the ultimate exercise event for you.
No.
There's an ultra-runner race out in Denver called the Taco Bell 50K, which is 31 miles.
Right.
It includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells where you have to order and consume your order. Here are just a couple of runners documenting their journey.
We're in Denver. We're at the Taco Bell 50K, and we're going.
Fall down. Only 30 to go.
We're at the second Taco Bell. It's 2 miles in. We're eating cinnamon twists. Mile 10. Cheesy roll-up.
Top 6, you have to eat a burrito grande.
Mile 20, and we're at the next Taco Bell. Cheesy roll-up that has been in my belt for the past 5 miles. Mile 30. Last Taco Bell. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's one Taco Bell for every, like, 2.5 miles, so...
Porta pots.
Yeah, think about... Well, you'd have to have that, and, of course, you just think if you have... That's a lot of beans that could help propel you to the...
Sure, they can find you.
To the finish line.
Just think about it.
Exactly. Yes, they could.
But there's a sign about every 10 yards that says, no matches, please. Blow the whole damn place up.
Matches? We don't need those stinking matches.
No matches?
Matches!
Steak and Shake going full Patriot mode with massive American flags and Charlie Kirk tributes.
Yay.
At participating Steak and Shake, which is, again, one Georgia franchisee, had a full billboard up with the flag. So we'll see what happens at the local Steak and Shakes as well. Burger King celebrating the 2025 Halloween season with the launch of the new Monster Menu.
Ooh.
Chuck, you can order the Jack-O-Lantern Whopper.
Funny.
Vampire nuggets. Okay.
I hate when that happens.
No comment.
Little chicken bites. Mummy mozzarella fries and Franken candy sundaes just for the kiddies. And finally, Wingstop is releasing new haunted habanero flavor for 2025.
It'll haunt you, all right.
Scary good and scary hot wings. Go for the
twice
haunted. Yes, you'll be haunted twice. I guarantee you that. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate
you got
that.
It. See you. Bye.
6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and... Oh, there I did. I knew I was going to do it this morning at some point. And there, you know, creatures of habit, folks. Casey and company. All right. 410-922-6680 is our number. And we have some examples, I think, of some other, I think, violent rhetoric or, again, disturbed rhetoric that I wanted to share with you. This next one is Bruce Harrell. He's the mayor of Seattle. Now, recently we've had a number of instances where career criminals, these are people with lengthy rap sheets, like the homeless guy that killed Arena Zarutska on the light rail in Charlotte. By the way, the governor down there in North Carolina finally signed the bill down there after sat on his desk for weeks. ending cashless bail in North Carolina. So we've had that. We've had a number of other. We have this illegal alien superintendent. We'll get to him a little bit later on this morning in Des Moines. It was here in Baltimore. He has an extensive criminal record that has now been released by ICE. So, again, all these career criminals that have been let out. The person that the thug that murdered Logan Federico while she was begging for her life. We played her father's audio last week. He had 39 arrests, 25 felonies. And people like the Seattle mayor, well, this is what they think about career criminals.
The criminal system has had a disparate impact on black and brown communities. Let me lead with that. So when this person is committing six or seven crimes, I don't know his or her story. Maybe they were abused as a child. Maybe they're hungry. So my remedy is to find their life story to see how we could help first. I have no desire to put them in jail. But I need to protect you. And that's the calibration that we have.
Yeah. So I have no desire to put them in jail when they have violated the laws. Repeatedly. Then there's Los Angeles mayor, who's a Fidel Castro devotee, Karen Bass.
I believe that they have been dosing the American people so that this becomes normalized behavior. The statements that were made to the military yesterday, acknowledging that we are going to experiment with our cities and use our cities as training grounds for warfare. So what that is saying is that the president of the United States wants to turn the U.S. military against the American people. And to tell law enforcement that they are now unleashed and they can use their guns is essentially saying, go in primarily inner city communities and shoot people.
Say that's irresponsible, reckless rhetoric on the part of Karen Bass. The military is being deployed because these blue cities, and mostly in blue states, some red states, Memphis has welcomed them, New Orleans has welcomed them, and others. But in Chicago and in Portland, ICE agents are under attack. ICE agents are there to remove career criminals guilty of murder, rape, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, human trafficking, you name it, to remove them from their cities, and they're being fought tooth and nail by people like J.B. Pritzker, Karen Bass, and Gavin Newsom, and others. So it is, again, you're putting these ICE agents' lives in line on that are on the front lines in danger, and we'll get to them a little bit later on here in the show. 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Towson Town Center's had another violent episode. We'll document that in just a second. But my good friends, Mayor and Mayor, yes, they're both named Mayor. They're stereo mayors. They're over Town Appliance. And if you're in the market or in the need of any kind of appliance, any microwave, dishwasher, washer-dryer, refrigerator, freezer, you name it, they have everything at Town Appliance, you know, to suit your budget, to suit your, and best of all is the service at Town Appliance. So, again, they'll match price anywhere, any place in the area. They'll match the price if it's a lower price. And all you have to do is go to Town Appliance. You'll be amazed at the showroom. Tell them I told you to stop by. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John H. EAGY.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so it looks like this wreck on the inner loop at Hartford Road. I don't see the police car there anymore. Again, it was blocked by these overhead signs, but it looks like we're starting to move some traffic again. So that should loosen up. Most of the traffic in the morning is on the outer loop through there. So we'll come back in about 15 minutes and see. But right now, it looks like all the lanes are open again, eastbound, heading over towards eventually Hartford Road and Bel Air Road for the traffic on the inner loop. The big wreck on 95 North, Hartford County, Baltimore County line, now confined to the shoulder. Traffic is moving through there. Heads up way up northern Hartford County, right up near the line. Big wreck there, 165 at Route 136. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. A mild and foggy start this morning. Sunny today. Warm, humid later on. Low 80s for the high. Forest Hill right now has got mostly cloudy, 54. It's very balmy and 61 in Ocean City. Got a text here into the program. I want to read it to you from one of our listeners saying, I don't remember Miss Sears defending Donald Trump shortly after she came onto the political stage. In fact, she sounded like a Democrat when she talked about President Trump. She wasn't upset that people were wanting to do the same thing to him at the time, and now she's outraged. Well, it depends on whose ox gets gored. And yeah, I do recall that, and I remember being critical of Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, because this was right after J6, if I remember correctly. She started, along with other Republicans, to start to wobble a little bit on President Trump. But she has since kind of course corrected, and is she sincere in that? I don't know for sure. I don't know her personally. I will tell you that she's infinitely better than Abigail Spanberger. Okay, and I know it's not saying much, but it is a better option than Spanberger, who is just crazy. By the way, I just got this from Marty. He says, Jay Jones was convicted of reckless driving after speeding at 116 miles per hour in Virginia. Reckless driving. Hey, reckless driving is, I think, anything over 10 miles an hour on some of the major interstates. I think it's 70 on Route 81 if you go over 80 on that. It's considered reckless driving. I gotta go back and look at it again. But in any event, this is a guy who wants to be the top law enforcement.
I want to know who his supporters are. I'm scared of them.
Yeah, you should be, as many in Virginia know. I don't think this guy is going to be in it for the long haul. It'll be interesting to see at one point, because it's going to be a cacophony of a chorus of cries of him to step down and resign. That's only going to grow in the next several days. And now they start digging up a bunch of other stuff as well. Once again, here locally, over the weekend, we've had another violent incident, a stabbing in the parking lot of town. Towson Town Center sent one person to the hospital in critical condition Saturday morning around 11 o'clock. MTA police and officers from the Towson precinct responded to reports of a stabbing in progress in the parking lot of the mall. Here is an eyewitness.
She was screaming bloody murder. I'm just like, is it coming from the building? Like, where is it coming from?
A female victim who sustained wounds to the upper torso, transported to a local hospital in critical condition. And according to police, the stabbing was a domestic-related incident and not a random act. Baltimore County Violent Crimes is investigating. But shoppers and, the Towson Town Center mall goers, they reacted to the news.
Scared. Yeah. Very scared. What's not happening to me?
Well, of course, nobody wants to hear this, especially right in the middle of the day. It's very tragic. Very sad what happened. You know, it's so crazy. I work at a funeral home, and we just was talking about that. Like, things are getting worse.
Yeah, business must be very good at that funeral home in Maryland and elsewhere.
Yeah, get a few Christmas gifts and visit. I won't go near there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's interesting because my wife wanted to go. We have a baptism coming up next month, and she wanted to go pick out, you know, an outfit to wear to the baptism, and she wanted to go over to Towsontown. It was late Friday or Saturday. I said, absolutely no way. You're not going there unless I will take you there. I think she ended up going to Columbia Mall or someplace. Not that that's any much better because there have been shootings there as well, but at least there's a you go to Nordstrom's there, you can get in and out very quickly without having to go among the riffraff. But it's just, where do you go? Where do you go today in the state of Maryland or anywhere for that matter and feel safe?
I guess that's why Amazon's raking it in.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Everybody's afraid.
There, but for the grace of God, go on. Mm-hmm. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, wanted me to remind you that Vinny will sell your home guaranteed. And all you have to do is agree to asking price and time frame. And once you sign on the dotted line, then your home is guaranteed to sell. It's that simple. And it's not some proprietary secret that he has. He's got nearly 13,000 buyers that are really ready, willing, and able to purchase your home even before it hits the open market or the MLS, as we say. So, and Vinny's a great guy, and a portion of all his proceeds of his sales go to Johns Hopkins Children's Center as well. He does believe in paying it forward and giving back to his community. But if you are looking to sell your home, or if your home's already on the market and hasn't sold in weeks or months, then call Vinny, and he'll come out with one of his agents, and we'll sit down to discuss everything, staging, asking price, time frame. You sign on the dotted line, boom, your home is sold at some point. Because if it doesn't sell within the time frame and when the asking price that you want, Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash. And that is a guarantee. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. For Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Coming up day six of the shutdown, we've got the Democrats' dirty CR to share with you. Governor Moore and Maryland Democrats want to redistrict, and ICE agents attacked in the Windy City. Stay tuned to Casey and Company here on WCBM at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump continues to face opposition, both political and judicial, in his drive to tamp down crime in some American cities.
The president authorized the deployment of 300 Illinois National Guard troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker denounced the move, calling it unnecessary and a manufactured performance. Meanwhile, a federal judge temporarily blocked the president's plans to mobilize 200 guard troops in Portland, Oregon, ruling that the city's protests did not justify the use of federalized forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tomorrow marks a somber anniversary in Israel, 2 years since a brutal Hamas terror attack on innocent civilians that ignited the war in Gaza. Israeli and Hamas negotiators holding indirect talks in Egypt aimed at ending the war. And President Trump hopes to add this to his growing list of war-ending accomplishments.
We solved seven. We have another one that's taken 3,000 years, and we're pretty close, but I don't want to talk about it until it's done.
The president's attending a 250th anniversary celebration for the U.S. Navy.
With your help, we will fight, fight, fight. We will win, win, win. Because of you, our Navy and our country will always be proud and righteous and mighty and free. Congratulations once again on 250 years of total dominance.
The president is urging Senate Democrats to sign on to a Republican stopgap spending bill to end the government shutdown now in day six. So far, Democrats have refused to end the shutdown, which the president says is resulting in layoffs. Republicans accuse Democrats of demanding money for illegal alien health care, among other things. $1.5 trillion in additional spending, and that's a bridge too far for the GOP. Wall Street Dow futures up 96 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial #250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The inner loop is a little bit slow. We had the wreck earlier at Hartford Road, so we're still slow if you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. It's not too bad. It's not backed up back to Providence Road, but it's a little bit slower than it should be on the inner loop side. The outer loop now through Parkville is beginning with the morning delay there. The west side beltway, just the brake lights right now, about halfway between 795 and Liberty Road. That eventually will back up towards 795. JFX, you're still good. There's going to be some slowing, and now the heavy traffic begins southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mild start to the day with some fog. We've got bright sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon and another warm summery day with highs headed into the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable as lows dip back down to 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 59 in Annapolis and 52 in Pikesville. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A former professor at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore is accusing the school's president of plagiarism. According to a local newspaper, Heidi Anderson allegedly used paragraphs from a published scholarly article in her doctoral dissertation. The complaint was made by Donna Satterley, who was employed by UMES from 2002 until 2024. Satterley has also filed a discrimination lawsuit claiming the university unlawfully terminated her. Anderson was named as the university's president in 2018. A 68-year-old bicyclist is dead after a hit-and-run crash in Easton. Police were called to Route 50 near Woodridge Drive Saturday morning after a passerby found a bicycle and a person's body. When officers arrived, they found vehicle debris and the victim's body under a tree. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 702. The Pick 4, 1071. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens fans asking themselves a logical question leading up to yesterday's game. Will the team's investment in Cooper Rush pay off? 3 hours later, the initial verdict was in.
Play action. Rush. Safety valve is Henry. And it's intercepted. The anticipation of Petrie. Turnover.
Ian Eagle had to call on CBS one of three rushed through on the afternoon, and the Ravens couldn't get Derrick Henry on track either for the fourth straight game. Falling hard to Houston, 44-10 was the final. After the game, Rush was asked if the team felt shell-shocked at 1-4.
I wouldn't say shell-shocked, no, but there's a lot of guys in there who play a lot of ball, know what the NFL's like. It's a week-to-week deal, and, obviously no one's happy.
Elsewhere in the division, the Browns fall to Minnesota in London. 21-17 was the final. Pittsburgh was off yesterday. The Bengals will play tonight. MLB playoffs yesterday north of the border. Vlad Guerrero had never homered in 22 postseason at-bats over three seasons coming into the weekend. And man, as he turned that around yesterday.
And goodbye, Vlad Jr. strikes again.
Joe Davis had the call on FS1. Vlad Guerrero, 6-for-9, 2 homers, 6 driven in in 2 games against New York as the Jays pummel the Yanks 13-7 yesterday. They lead that series 2-0. Other series, Mariners come back for a 3-2 win over the Tigers. That series is tied at 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the grumbling has begun in Chapel Hill, and the Dirty Sanchez appears in Indianapolis. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you, as many folks are doing. We'll get to some of those emails and text here shortly. Coming up in this hour, ICE agents are attacked in Chicago. And this is, I'm telling you, this is brutal. This could have been very, very bad. As it said, there was some gunfire exchange. Governor Moore and Maryland Democrats want to redistrict Andy Harris right out of a seat, but that could blow up in their face. But our top story here this hour, day 6 of the shutdown or slowdown. This is the Schumer shutdown. The Democrats they have decided they want the government shut down because Chuck U. Schumer is scared out of his skin that AOC is going to primary him, challenge him, and eventually beat him. Probably time for him to go anyway, but he doesn't want. He's not willing to go as of yet. Here's how the vote sounded Friday to reopen the government.
The yeas are 54 and the nays are 44. 3/5 of the Senate duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative. The motion upon reconsideration is not agreed to.
So, at 53 Republicans in the Senate, you might be asking, well, why was it only 54? Because Rand Paul voted with because he hates the Biden-level spending and the continuing clean resolution, which is, you'd think the Democrats would love that because they voted for it in spades in the past, but not so much. So, you only had 2 Democrats cross the aisle. I will tell you which 2 Democrats did not vote to reopen the government. They would be Margarita Chris and, of course, Angela Alsobrooks. They did not. They had every opportunity now. This is like the 3rd or 4th vote to vote to reopen the government. So all these crocodile tears about federal workers, how the Democrats care about federal workers, how Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks want your vote. Again, this they could have voted for it. And by the way, again, all you needed was another 5, I think, because we had 3 before. So that's 2. And then you're talking about more Democrats that vote to reopen the government, the quicker it will open it up. Hakeem Jeffries says it's all orange man bad.
Donald Trump has behaved in a deeply unserious and deeply unhinged manner. And it's evidence of the fact that Republicans have a weak argument. So they've resorted to deep fake videos and to lying about the nature of the policy discussion.
Yeah, so again, they don't like the memes, they don't like all the other stuff, because obviously they're calling attention to the fact, and we have the CR here, the Democrats' dirty CR, we'll get to in just a second, but you also look at it, that Tim Burchett, he hit it right on the head. This is the difference, this is what's hanging up the whole thing.
The Republicans voted to keep government open, and the Democrats want $1.5 trillion in there to basically fund healthcare for illegals, and it's in the bill.
Yeah, it's in the bill. I'm holding the bill right now. Democrats' so-called government funding bill is a $1.5 trillion wish list of partisan spending. Right there, page 57, section 2141. The Democrat CR bill repeals the working families tax cut bill's new safeguards against waste, fraud, abuse, and healthcare spending to restore and continue $200 billion in American taxpayer-funded health care subsidies going to illegal aliens. It's right there. It's in the bill. Got it in my hands right now. They would ending Medicaid funding for most non-citizens. ending enhanced FMAP for emergency care to illegal immigrants, closing the California loophole, ending Medicare funding for most non-citizens. These are all sections 71-301, ending Obamacare funding for most non-citizens. That would be repealed, and also repealing the Obamacare special rule for immigrants. So there's at least one, two, three, four, five, six provisions in this bill that Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune presented the simple truth about the Schumer shutdown. And facts are stubborn things. And the Democrats are trying to propagandize this and say this is all the Donald Trump's fault. And I think we're in for a protracted one. This could be, I think, at minimum 2 to 3 weeks before this thing gets resolved. And right now, Russ Vogt is saying that if the talks go nowhere, then we're going to start seeing massive layoffs. And Joni Ernst says, hey, I got $2 trillion worth of government cuts that you can enact right now. 713, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
That's me. I just looked at something that just scared me to death here. I don't see any traffic coming off the north end of the Bay Bridge. Let me go back here and see. Where is everybody here?
They might be hiding from you this morning.
They're doing a good job so far. When there's no traffic here at the north end, where are you? Okay, no, that's southbound. I don't know. I don't have an answer yet. I'm looking. I hope there's nothing mid-span. Have a minute?
Sure, take your time.
Stay with me just a second now. Let me see. All right. Oh, there's nobody mid-span. I mean zero. Hello, what the hell's going on here now? Okay, let me go back a little bit further. No. Okay, here comes one guy. That's a police car with his light on. Okay, here comes... All right. I don't know what it was, but they're just now releasing traffic northbound. Could have been a broken down vehicle. Could have been some debris on the roadway. But it's just starting to move again. Okay, so whatever it was, it's now moving again onto the bridge. But that was a little scary. When you bring the camera up and there's nobody there, where is everybody? Ah, here we go. Now, all the way back towards Route 8, that's where the backup is. So whatever that stoppage was has now cleared on the Bay Bridge, and we're on the move once again, assuming that it may have been a broken down vehicle. Could have been a minor wreck, but we're moving once again through there. Beltway has gone into its normal delay. 895 for some reason this morning is now slow back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 next door is not backed up at all. Maybe just a brief delay from the top of the hill at Keith Avenue. So if you want to move some of that traffic over on the 95, you can. We'll come back in about 10, 12 minutes or so. Keep an eye on the situation here at the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild and foggy start this morning. Sunny today. Warm, humid. Highs in the low 80s. It's sunny. 54 in Bel Air. 57 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, if you missed it, there was rumors of a peace deal that had been floated on Friday, and the news broke that Hamas had agreed to release all the hostages. Remember the 20-point peace plan that President Trump had put out, and Israel had signed off on it. Most of the Arab nations in the Middle East had signed off on it. Only Hamas was left to put their signature on the deal.
I want to thank the countries that helped me put this together. Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and so many others. So many people fought so hard. This is a big day. We'll see how it all turns out. We have to get the final word down in concrete. Very importantly, I look forward to having the hostages come home to their parents and having some of the hostages, unfortunately, you know the condition they're in, come home likewise to their parents, because their parents wanted them just as much as though that young man or young woman were alive. So I just want to let you know that this is a very special day, maybe unprecedented in many ways. It is unprecedented. But thank you all, and thank you all to those great countries that helped. We were given a tremendous amount of help. Everybody was unified in wanting this war to end and seeing peace in the Middle East. And we're very close to achieving that. Thank you all, and everybody will be treated fairly.
There was a really unusual and rather blunt and transparent message the president posted on Truth Social over the weekend. I wanted to share it with you. He said, Hamas has been ruthless and a violent threat for many years in the Middle East. They've killed and made lives unbearably miserable, culminating with the October 7th massacre. Two-year anniversary of that is coming tomorrow in Israel. Babies, women, children, old people, many young men and women, boys and girls getting ready to celebrate their future lives together were killed, murdered. As retribution for the October 7th attack on civilization, more than 25,000 Hamas soldiers have already been killed. Most of the rest are surrounded and militarily trapped, just waiting for me to give the word go for their lives to be quickly extinguished. As for the rest, we know where and who you are, and you'll be hunted down and killed. I'm asking that all innocent Palestinians immediately leave this area, potentially great future death, for safer parts of Gaza. Everyone will be well cared for by those that are waiting to help. Fortunately for Hamas, however, they will be given one last chance. Great, powerful, and very rich nations of the Middle East and the surrounding areas beyond, together with the U.S., have agreed with Israel signing on to peace after 3,000 years in the Middle East. This deal also spares the lives of all remaining Hamas fighters. And he said they had until 6 p.m. last night, Washington, D.C. time, in order to comply, or they could be completely obliterated. Well, the deadline came and went. No peace deal as of yet, but today Hamas has scheduled peace talks with Israel and the United States in Egypt. So that is the latest on that. We'll keep you posted. Yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, what documents were the FBI after at Mar-a-Lago? She says she knows, or thinks she knows, and she had Devin Nunes on to confirm.
Look, I've got the majority staff report right here on the intelligence community assessment of the Russia influence campaign targeting the 2016 election. You believe that was one of the things they were looking for when they raided Mar-a-Lago, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, that's right, because that was supposed to be declassified. We asked President Trump to declassify that in 2020. We were told that it was declassified. We thought that that information was going to be at the archives, like all the information should. But then when we asked the archives about it and other people asked the archives for it, it wasn't there. So it's just, and that document's very damaging. It's a 40-page report that House Republicans worked on for a long time, not only, you know, my committee and now, for, you know, now the current chairman, Rick Crawford, was able to get that information out. It's a very damning report that showed what? That Russia didn't think that Trump was going to win, which I think we all know. Once again, just common sense in 16. Why would the Russians be helping someone that they didn't think was going to win?
Well, if Maria has a report, why haven't we seen it? Why does Maria get to have the report? We'd love to see it. The rest of the nation, rest of the country would love to see it. Exactly what Obama, Biden, and his henchmen are up to in spying on President Trump and trying to blame him on the Russia collusion hoax. Day 260 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation. It happened to my wife last year. She just all of a sudden got tinnitus, or tinnitus, however you want to pronounce it, in her ear. And we immediately called Audiology Associates, went to the Timonium location, and wonderful, just very, very accommodating, very easy to talk to, spoke in very, not so medical terms, but went through a hearing test and went through all that, and again, they gave us some suggestions, because there is no known cure for it. It can come or go on its own, or there are things that you can do, but when it's your hearing, you want to make sure that you get it tested and you get it checked out. And that's exactly what they did at Audiology Associates. Turns out that in time, the tinnitus did fade, did go away, and that was good news. But Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 40 years with offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 or online at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
Hi, I'm Linda, and my dad, Mark, has been helping thousands of families for over 32 years with Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He believes in fair prices and making it easier for families by helping them qualify for valuable manufacturer MBGE rebates. Dad has financing at zero interest for up to 2 years. Even more, he's offering a $79 furnace checkup plus $50 off your first service call. Call 443-837-4278 and let my dad turn any HVAC issue into an energy-efficient system for years ahead. Visit us at gometropolitan.com today.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Buy tickets online and save $2 at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so never really saw exactly what it was on the Bay Bridge. Again, it doesn't take much if it's a broken down vehicle or an accident, whatever. But for that about 10-minute period, there was no traffic moving on the main span. And now we are, once again, still a little bit sluggish there right at Route 8. But everybody's moving across. Now, when you get across to the other side, eventually all of that heavy traffic will be over at the Severn River Bridge, Route 2, and then over towards I-97. So that's going to be a little heavy for a while through there as well. The morning backup has arrived, looking at that live I-97 southbound at Route 32. Baltimore County with a report of a new accident, Pering Parkway at the Beltway. We'll try to get a look at that. There's a report of an accident on the ramp from southbound I-95. That's that long ramp that would take you to Russell Street and the BW Parkway. We'll get a look at that. But in the meantime, if you're south from the Fort McHenry Tunnel and exiting there, caution advised till we get a look, see what's going on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit MitchellsGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be mild and foggy start this morning. Sunny today, warm and humid, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, clear temperatures in the 60s. Right now, 57 and sunny in the city. It is 55 in Reisterstown. Governor Moore, instead of pointing the finger at Senators Van Hollen and also Brooks for voting not to reopen the government, well, we all know who he is blaming today.
This is not some type of deviation. It's a continuation. Donald Trump has been shutting down the federal government in Maryland since he's been in office. Donald Trump has now fired over 15,000 federal workers in the state of Maryland. Donald Trump has denied grants and research dollars to our research institutions. Donald Trump has started started trade wars that has now risen the price on everything. Energy prices in the state of Maryland have jumped by 20% since Donald Trump has been the president of the United States. It's not that I don't think he knows how to end the federal government shutdown. I don't think he has an interest in ending the federal government shutdown.
And President Trump is urging the Democrats to vote to reopen the federal government. Yet it is people like Van Hollen and also Brooks, and the House already passed it. So it's already passed. It's dying in the Senate because Democrats are filibustering the bill. And, of course, all that other stuff, he's pointing the finger at Trump. That finger goes right around, points it to Moore on energy prices, on everything else. So the fact of the matter is, we thought it's time to call out Governor Moore for exactly who he is.
Westmore is a lefty. Tax increase was hefty. He turned a surplus into major debt. Wants to be the president. Wouldn't get 2%. Tax, 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 suspend. That is Westmore. lied about a bronze star. Story was so bizarre. Wes is never gonna live that down. He got caught red-handed, for his lie was branded. It's a case of stolen valor, that's Wes Moore. He didn't lift a finger when power companies started grabbing land they didn't own, did not own. If he's reelected, you won't be protected. Everyone is left behind because of Wes Moore.
That's Jim Gossett. Jim Gossett at Patreon.com. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. That's old CCR tune, Looking Out My Back Door. It's and seeing Wes Moore, because everybody's leaving the state of Maryland. That's why we're looking out our back door. So we've got to do something here in the state of Maryland, and that's where we're going to talk about that in the coming days and weeks on how we can bring MAGA, the national movement, to Maryland, and how we start a MAGA movement, and how we put Maryland first. Because, again, they're people that do leave, and they, I get it, because they want to retire. But there are many of us that can't leave because our families are here.
Exactly.
So, again, we're going to be the ones that are left to fight. And so we're going to be talking about how we do this in the coming days. Because in order to do this, we're not only going to have to fight the Democrats, we're going to have to fight the Republicans as well. And these Republicans in the establishment, and I know them, I've talked to them, I've been here a long time in this state, been doing this now for 33 years at this microphone with many different partners. And if you missed the announcement, I'm sorry, but Bruce has stepped away from the WCBM microphone and moved on, and I wish him all the best in all of his future endeavors, and I wish him well. But we're going to be talking about, and this is going to be an ongoing conversation that we're going to have here as to how we bring the MAGA movement, because it has to be independent of the Republican establishment. And it's obviously not going to be dependent on anything the Democrats do, that is for sure. But we need numbers. We need people that are willing to stand up to the establishment Republicans. And again, we've done that here on this show, and I know you've done it. And I hear it out there. I have emails and letters and texts that people are tired. What do we do? What can I do, Sean? And we're going to be talking about that and how we'll get that going here in the very near future, because time is of the essence. Did you know there's a gubernatorial election next year? Yeah.
And just blinked our eyes.
And Wes Moore is running again for 2 years until he wants to be president. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Members of Baltimore's Jewish community gathered Sunday to honor the victims of the October 7th attacks and call for the release of hostages being held in Gaza. Following a march outside of Har Sinai, Oheb Shalom, and Pikesville, the group entered the synagogue for a ceremony. March organizers and activists have been gathering on Sundays for nearly 2 years, and they say they will continue until every hostage is returned. According to local TV, Baltimore Jewish Council Director Howard Libet says the community is commemorating 2 years of loss, the lost lives that are Israeli, the lives lost that are Palestinian, and 2 years of a grinding war. Baltimore County Police have released more information about a Saturday morning stabbing in the parking lot of the Towson Town Center. According to police, the victim suffered multiple injuries to her upper body in what investigators say was a domestic-related incident and not a random act. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment, where she is in critical condition. And police are investigating several shootings that took place across the city on Sunday. Just before 1 a.m., a man was shot in the 800 block of Exeter Hall, and he's being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And shortly before 4 a.m., police were called to a shooting in the 100 block of North Avenue, where a man had been shot in the arm. He's expected to recover from his injury. A 17-year-old was shot in the 1,000 block of North Luzerne Avenue shortly before 6 p.m. The teen was taken to a hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound to the leg and is listed in stable condition. In Maryland, 18 states and the Federal Trade Commission have stopped a deceptive charity fundraising scheme. WCBM News Time, 7:31. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. how healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
WCBM News Time, 7:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County says that wreck at Perrin Parkway is on the ramp from Perrin Parkway southbound to the outer loop. So right in that area, take it easy. Not affecting the main line of the Beltway at that point, but the ramp traffic could be a bit slow. There was an accident at the end of the ramp from 95 South, that long ramp that would take you down to the BW Parkway. There was some slowing. It's a little better now, but the accident was minor, so it looks like the ramp is still open with a word of caution going through there. In the meantime, the wreck way up in the northern part of Harford County is still shutting down the intersection at 136 at Route 165. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mild start to the day with some fog. We've got bright sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon and another warm summery day with highs headed into the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable as lows dip back down to 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. That Ravens defense yesterday had absolutely no answers for the Texans, surrendering points on each of Houston's first eight drives as fans left in droves during the 44-10 shellacking. C.J. Stroud, 19 for 23, four scores. Nick Chubb led a ground game that churned out 166 yards. Cornerback Jair Alexander, who played for the first time since week one against Buffalo, was asked if he could point to the single biggest factor for the defense's demise.
The biggest thing, you know, I can't point it out, man. I watch the film every week, man, and I see, you know, instances where we can be better, honestly.
Ravens played yesterday with seven Pro Bowlers missing, including Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton. Linebacker Kyle Van Noy says that doesn't matter.
You know, you got young guys, they got to grow up fast. They don't have time to mature. Over time, we need them now to step up, and the older guys need to step up, too.
Ravens now 1-4 in the season, tied with the Browns for last in the AFC North. They've got the Rams coming up next week, 1 o'clock at the stadium. Meanwhile, the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL plotting his return. CBS Sports reporting this morning that several NFL teams reportedly are interested in signing former Ravens All-Pro kicker Justin Tucker once his 10-game suspension is over on November 11th. Tucker has been working out at his alma mater, Texas. A quick look at the Ravens' opponents after November 11, who might need a kicker, because that would be interesting. At the Browns on the 23rd of November, the Jets at home, and the Patriots also at home in December. Beware of the curse of the DiNardo, talking about former LSU football coach Jerry DiNardo, who uttered these comments on Saturday on the Big Ten Network.
Is there any such thing as giving out Coach of the Year awards after four or five games? Because Mike Loxley would deserve it.
Maryland went out and blew a 20-point third-quarter lead as they watched Washington score 24 unanswered for a 24-20 win in College Park. Elsewhere in college football, the Bill Belichick experiment in Chapel Hill is taking on some water. Grumpy's Tar Heels sunk by Clemson 38-10 the final, prompting this comment from a UNC student who was interviewed about the sad state of football affairs at Carolina and broadcast during the game on ESPN.
I went to that game, and that was one of the saddest feelings I've had in university so far, and I've failed midterms before, so it's sad.
The buyout for Belichick's contract, by the way, is north of $20 million. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the strange story of the Dirty Sanchez.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, first of all, just for clarity purposes, okay, I know you got a text message or a call earlier about my comment about the biggest factor of the Ravens' defense demise being the injuries.
Yes.
Okay, and the caller or the texter said
tell your sports guy
that's me
that the defense stunk before the injuries.
Okay, true. What I was referring to specifically was yesterday's performance.
Okay, all right.
Okay, there was no way that they were going to stop any team yesterday with those guys on the field. Okay, but I do
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
I do understand that they were bad. All right, the Dirty Sanchez thing. This is truly one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever encountered in my sports life. Of the former quarterback of the New York Jets, the butt fumble person, running wind sprints at 12:30 in the morning, intoxicated in Indianapolis, and because this truck was in his way in the alley, he accosts the truck driver, who in self-defense ends up stabbing the Dirty Sanchez three times.
Yeah, and the truck driver had a big wound on his face. He's a 69-year-old dude.
Right, and he was a grease guy.
Yeah.
He came to pick up the grease from the restaurant. He's just doing his job at 12:30 in the morning, and here's this 6'5", 230-pound, or wherever he is, guy running towards him and accosting him. And the interesting part of the story was that in the first time they were reporting it was, you know, he got stabbed three times and was taken to the hospital. It's like he was the victim.
Right.
And then later on, he got arrested in the hospital.
Yes, because he was the accoster. He was the one that was assaulting the 69-year-old guy. Things don't happen good after midnight, especially when is involved.
That's what Brian Billick said, yeah, so and now, he's absolutely right.
Besides the butt fumble, now you've got this,
two things
now. I'm wondering if his employment with, which network is he with now?
Fox.
Fox.
Was.
I think that's probably over now.
Yeah. And you know what? The funny thing is, he had a great career at USC.
Yeah.
I mean, he was supposed to be like the next big coming.
Yeah.
And this is what we have.
Now he's like a cheap reject of Bad Bunny. That's all we can say.
Right. Maybe he'll perform at halftime.
Maybe he'll do wind sprints. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. All right, so this is the first big battle of many to come. And we're talking about the redistricting battle here. And we have the Speaker of the House of Maryland, Adrian Jones, urging Governor Moore and Senate President Bill Ferguson to consider redrawing the congressional district lines amid what they say are Republican shenanigans. All right? Never mind that the Democrats have been drawing the worst districts in the history of the world, these gerrymandered things that don't make any sense at all. They've been doing this every 10 years for years, and especially in blue states. Why? In states like California, where 38% of the population is Republicans, are down to four Republicans. In all of New England, all of the whatever four or five states in New England that are considered New England, about 40% of the population is Republican. Do you know how many seats Republicans have or hold currently in New England? Zero. Not a single seat in all of New England. So Democrats have been doing this for years and been getting away with it. Now, because he's brilliant, he's genius, Trump says, let me think, and why does the sitting president get whacked at midterms? Because of, well, number one, you've got the opposition party, and they put a lot of money into these races, the congressional races. But Trump says, what if we were to redraw the districts mid-cycle, not wait every 10 years, to help stem the bleeding? And, of course, he's done that in Texas, and now in other states. We're talking about doing it in Florida and in Indiana, Ohio, Missouri. I think all told, 21 seats, and they're saying that they're hoping to get 12, but I want to go for the kill. I want to get all 21 seats in this battle, because this is the first battle in this long-term war that we're having with Marxism, socialism, communism, think your pick. And the bottom line is the midterms, you have to win those. You have to keep both the House and the Senate. You then, that sets you up for 28. Because Trump can't run, or maybe won't run. We don't know. It's still, you know, he had the Trump 28 hats in the Oval Office the other day, turned around on Hakeem and Chuckie Schumer. And then, of course, the next census is 2030. So you got to run the table. You got to do 26 midterms, 28 presidential election, and then 30, you get the census where you can guarantee that illegal aliens will not be counted in the future again. So that's the long term. That's the long vision. But here right now, Maryland wants to redistrict. Adrian Jones saying that Governor Moore told Politico he's ready, eager, and willing to partner with the General Assembly. She says, I agree with Governor Moore's recent comments that now's the time to have conversations about redistricting in Maryland. We've been having those conversations in the House. Here's Delegate David Moon.
We're talking about doing this in response to what Texas and now Missouri have done to really break from norms and start redrawing congressional districts whenever they want.
Break from norms? Well, it's not typical, but it's not illegal. It's not unethical. And yeah, sometimes you got to break. Look, Republicans need to learn to play hardball. Republicans need to learn to go in for the kill, to go for the jugular. This, you know, playing footsie with the Democrats. Oh, can't we all just get along? Those days have to be over. Those days have to be over. Footsie with you is a whole different thing. Chuck.
Yeah. I know all about it.
Footsie's fun.
Footsie is fun. You ever play Footsie Twister?
I have not.
I never heard of that one. I've been around a while. I've never
all right. Heard of stick around. Maggie, stick around after the show. We'll show you.
No comment.
All right, time for the latest traffic weather on the threes. Now the update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The inner loop right here at I-70 is beginning to slow. Not sure if there's something right there underneath the bridge or exactly what is happening here. I'm just changing the camera to the next one up at Dogwood Road, and they're moving slowly there. So it's really heavy right there. Now that's starting to have an impact on I-70 eastbound with the bright sunshine as well coming in from the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. So right there where they all kind of come together, there's a backup on the outer loop back towards 795. The inner loop is backed up beyond Route 40, and then the ramp from I-70 trying to get onto the Beltway is also backed up as well. So I don't see anything on the roadway. No reports. It's a little better up here at Liberty Road for the traffic on the inner loop, but we're definitely jammed right there. Pretty good size backup, 895 south around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is now backed up around the O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue area. So 10 to 15 minute delays on 95, about the same on 895 southbound. Earlier wreck was at the end of the ramp from 95 south on to Russell Street, and we did completely recover from the earlier problems on the westbound side of the Bay Bridge. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything, antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and foggy start this morning, but sunny today, warm and humid, highs in the low 80s, and clear with temperatures in the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow will be cloudy, highs in the upper 70s, maybe some rain tomorrow evening. Right now, sunny, 55 in Pikesville, 55 in Ellicott City. Oh, by the way, we do need a contestant. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800 WCBM 680. If you want to match wits with the panel here, we've got Chuck and Kristen and Maggie. And all you have to do is give us a call. Reserve your spot right now. We do have a WCBM beer glass for you. One that's been previously used by Maggie.
We still got my lipstick on it.
Used for what?
I'm sorry.
Benny.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the naked twister thing.
No kidding. What color?
Don't you remember?
It is vinyl. It has a tendency to stick.
Don't.
Right leg red.
That is
silly.
That could be interesting. You know, that's about the 1,000th time you've mentioned Naked Twister. You must have played it, Chuck.
Well, I'm not going to commit myself to anything here.
I might be committed if this keeps up.
Let's just say I couldn't do it now because I can't contort myself to the contortions of
it. It smarts. It does.
Yes, that's right.
Don't kiss myself goodnight at one time.
we have a contestant. Bye.
Oh, good.
The timing on that is just perfect. Jim is in Forest Hill. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Go last.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Here are your three stories. Story one. Amazon Prime has excited spy movie fans by relaunching all of James Bond films. But fans have also noticed an odd thing about the poster Amazon is using to celebrate the actors who starred in the franchise. All of their guns are mysteriously missing from the poster. They've apparently whitewashed them out.
Harvard opening scene.
Story two. Harvard University has reportedly hired a drag queen named Lahore Vajistan as a visiting professor who will teach a course in the coming spring semester. And story three, FBI Director Kash Patel has suspended a longtime Bureau employee who wanted to transition during an undercover assignment. The FBI agent was undergoing hormone treatment while embedded with a Venezuelan drug cartel when Patel pulled him or her out. Not quite sure the gender of the agent. All right, story one, Bond has been disarmed thanks to Amazon. Story two, Harvard hires a drag queen as a visiting professor. Or story three, FBI suspends a embedded undercover agent because he or she was transitioning. All right, Maggie, as a guest here, we'll start with today.
Oh, the maiden voyage. Okay, I say it's number three.
That was one of Chuck's movie collections.
That was my name at one. No. But yeah, I say number. I'm going to go with number three.
Maggie goes for three. Kristen?
I think I agree. I think I can see one and two being true, so I will also go with.
All right. Kristen goes for three. Chuck?
I'll go with the women's.
All right. Chuck goes with the women's. And Jim?
I say two.
Jim goes for story number two. Story one, Bond disarmed. Yeah. Boding too well for Bond in the future with Amazon now holding the rights. That is a true story. Story number two, Harvard hires this drag queen professor. That is a true story. Sorry, Jim. Story three is our fake news story of the day. Thanks for listening and playing, Jim. We really appreciate it. So,
all right.
I'm stuck between the Naked Twister and Vajistan. I can't stand it.
Yes.
Right foot yellow.
You know what you signed up for. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company on this Monday morning. And we're talking about Maryland redistricting. Senator President Bill Ferguson was asked whether or not he thinks it's a legit possibility in the upcoming Maryland General Assembly session.
It should be the absolute last possible option that we consider. There are some real legal concerns, and there are real questions about democracy.
Well, you know, look, I think we, first of all, I'm totally opposed to race-based districts, totally. You draw the districts based on population, and that's why we take a census, based on population. And we base the population on legal Americans. If you're in this country illegally, you're not a citizen of the United States, you're not supposed to get benefits that others get, although the Supreme Court has said yes to education. But the bottom line is, in this particular case, I think that we need to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our populations, and we don't draw these distorted, manipulated, just out of context districts for political purposes. And the Democrats have been doing that for years. And now along comes Donald Trump and says, okay, we're going to change it up. We're going to do it mid-cycle instead of every 10 years. Now they've got their panties in a wad. So hopefully, if that's what they want, I think this could blow up in their face because I think Republicans could gain a lot more seats than Democrats could in some of these states. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is waiving his commission. Searching for a deserving family to buy or sell a home? Help Vinny with your nomination at HomeWithVinny.com or WCBM.com before October 14th.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, some areas on the Beltway now, especially south and east, are fighting the bright sunshine, so that's adding to the heavy traffic already there. The outer loop west side, very solid right now, 795 going all the way down to Frederick Road. There was a minor accident on the inner loop near the bridge at I-70 off the roadway now, so that started to loosen up. At one point, we were backed up beyond the bridge at Frederick Road. It's still going to be a little bit slow, but it's better than it was about 10 to 15 minutes ago. The Parkville side of the Beltway, normal delays on the outer loop. The traffic eastbound towards 95 is fighting the bright sunshine. City police with a couple of new accidents, Orleans at Broadway and Madison Street at Central Avenue, both of those on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and foggy to start off this morning, but then sunshine a little later on. It'll be warm and humid, highs in the low 80s. Right now, mostly sunny, 55 in Forest Hill, 56 in Middle River. Well, the good news is Memphis is now a completely changed city, thanks to the National Guard and federal agents going into Memphis. We saw what they did in D.C., the number of arrests, the number of guns, drugs, gangbangers taken off the streets. Memphis, there's a documentary out right now that is just eye-opening as to the culture of crime and criminals in the city of Memphis, which is the worst per capita in the country. And that's a red state. It's a blue city. Both Memphis and Nashville have very high crime rates in Tennessee. So the same thing that President Trump did to Washington, he's doing to Memphis. He's offering it to every blue city, every blue mayor. Are you listening, Brendan Scott? Of course, he's being fought by some governors like Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, and, of course, out in Oregon, he's being fought by the governor there, Tina Kotek. And on Sunday, the president ordered the deployment 400 Texas National Guard troops to Illinois and Oregon, and now he's also calling up California National Guard to Oregon as well. We'll get to Portland next hour because that's a different situation. But in Chicago, over the weekend, federal agents were rammed and boxed in by 10 cars in a suburb near Chicago where crowds have been gathering for days, protesting the ICE actions. What we have seen now is one of those individuals, actually two individuals have been arrested. They have been ones that have been doxing ICE agents. They're known to ICE agents, and they rammed their vehicle into ICE agents' vehicles, and then the ICE agents returned defensive gunfire, meaning they just shot to make sure that they were not going to be They weren't fired upon, but they felt their lives were in jeopardy, so they returned defensive gunfire. That's what I've been told. We have, some of the details are sketchy. These agents were rammed by vehicles outside Chicago, fired defensive shots, and now two people have been placed under arrest. But what I think was most... now that's disturbing in and of itself. But what I think is really, I think, shows you the violent left that we are facing now in Portland, in Chicago, in parts of our country. These are radical leftists. These are paid agitators and actors. And Kristi Noem, and by the way, she went in Chicago and led some of these raids. And she went to go to use a restroom at a public building, and they wouldn't let her in. They would not let her into the building. And that's the kind of cooperation you're getting from Pritzker and his goons in Chicago. So Secretary Noem saying that they have learned that bounties have been placed on the heads of ICE agents.
Intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented. So we've put protective detail around those individuals, change some of our operations to keep our officers safe. But make no mistake, this isn't just about, you know, protesting free speech or that they don't like that people out here are upholding the law of our country. They're actually going out there and saying, kill these people and we'll give you this much money to do it.
And I want to focus for a second on the word that you use, networks. So obviously they know something that we don't. There are networks, or I know that there's an investigation of George Soros, Open Society, maybe the Arabella group, the Tides Foundation. We've talked about them before in great length, but there are networks that exist where you have billionaires that are funding these bounties that are being placed on the heads of ICE agents who want to dox ICE agents. And then, of course, when we have this Virginia guy, Jay Jones, that wants to put the bull in the head of a speaker and his wife and perhaps even his children. So this is what we're up against, the rule of law versus anarchy. Friends of Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that we just did a show yesterday on Rescue Orsine and how basically it was Orsine 101, how it helps benefit cellular repair and cellular maintenance, because aging is cell death. As your cells die, you age. So we now know that if you can keep your cells in peak operating efficiency and condition throughout most of your life, then you can slow the aging process. No one's been able to cheat it yet, but you can slow it, your biological aging process, with the use of Rescue Orsine, which helps to regulate blood pressure, helps provide that quick burst of energy throughout the day. Not just that, you know, that when you drink an energy drink or a jolt of caffeine, you'll get sustainable energy throughout the day with Rescue Orsine. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online today, res-q.com, and use the code MYENERGY.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is day six of the government shutdown. No signs of movement toward ending it. Neither side has blinked. In fact, each side claims to have the upper hand among the public.
Democrats oppose the GOP's clean seven-week continuing resolution, which is in the Senate. It has spending maintained at Biden-era levels with no Republican initiatives. But Democrats want to add provisions that would extend some health care subsidies. They are COVID-era enhanced health care subsidies. Republicans have balked at that. They say negotiations over health care, whether it's subsidies or Medicaid cuts, all of that should happen later. And for now, they want Democrats to join them in passing a clean bill that would open the government again. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump's plan to send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. The president argues the troops are needed to restore law and order to what he describes as a war-ravaged city.
The Trump Gaza peace plan is the subject of indirect talks in Egypt today between Israeli and Hamas negotiators. And correspondent Sam Mednick in Tel Aviv says there remain some high hurdles to clear on the way to a deal.
End the two-year-long war. There are still a lot of questions that remain. Israel said that it wants to keep a military presence inside of Gaza. This is something that Hamas says it will not accept. Israel wants Hamas to demilitarize, and so far Hamas said that it is not willing to do that.
It is not where you want to be when a raging snowstorm sweeps in. Rescue workers helping several hundred hikers trapped by heavy snow at a tourist camp on Mount Everest in Tibet. Around 200 other hikers remain cut off. They're trapped on the world's tallest mountain. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 96 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 184. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a new problem on the Beltway. Report of an accident, outer loop between Delaney Valley and York Road. It appears to be closer to the bridge at York Road. Very slow traffic right now at Delaney Valley Road, and then the traffic going over to York Road. Some traffic is getting by, so it indicates some lanes are open, but in the meantime, the backup is going to go back very quickly back towards Providence Road on the northeast side, and we will definitely keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mild start to the day with some fog. We've got bright sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon and another warm summery day with highs headed into the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable as lows dip back down to 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in Perry Hall, 54 in Randallstown at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland, 18 states, and the Federal Trade Commission have stopped a deceptive charity fundraising scheme. Cars R Us and its operators, Michael Irwin and Lisa Frank, solicited charitable donations to provide free and low-cost breast cancer screenings. Attorney General Anthony Brown says only 0.29% of more than $45 million raised was used for the screenings. Brown says Marylanders donated their vehicles to Cars R Us, thinking they would help save lives, but instead, the company profited from their donations. And Governor Moore says $36 million in new funding is now available to help Maryland school districts expand the use of clean energy systems and cost-cutting technologies. The Maryland Energy Administration will help the districts to reduce energy consumption, manage energy data, and cut emissions through the Decarbonizing Public Schools program. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 702. The Pick 4, 1071. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens looking for answers after yesterday's debacle, a 44-10 loss at the hands of the Texans, a team that had never won in Baltimore before. But answers were hard to come by, as Jaire Alexander was asked if he could put his finger on the single most important thing preventing the Ravens' defense from executing.
The biggest thing. You know, I can't point it out, man.
Center Tyler Linderbaum was asked, is it effort or is it execution?
No, I don't think it's effort. I think guys play hard. Obviously execution.
Ravens rushing for 44 yards in all yesterday. Derrick Henry now has been held to 148 yards total in his last four games, just 3.2 yards per carry after rushing for 169 in the opener. Finally, NASCAR Cup Series yesterday at the Roval in Charlotte.
In a very humble approach, Shane Van Gisbergen answered all the questions and said, I'm not necessarily going to be granted a win in this race, but he's got the win. SVG wins the Roval.
Shane Van Gisbergen secures his spot in the round of eight. Kyle Larson finished second. Christopher Bell finished third. Major League Baseball playoffs yesterday. The Blue Jays take a commanding 2-0 lead on the Yanks, 13-7 in Toronto. And the Mariners tie up the Tigers 3-2 the final. That series tied at 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Phillies doing something very special for their fans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust. From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That's how you reach us here at Casey and Company. Or you can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Texting the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, looks like Dr. Santelises is heading to greener pastures after the wonderful job she did in Baltimore City Schools. We'll talk about that. A judge blocking a Trump National Guard deployment to Portland. And yes, this is a leftist judge. And yes, Donald Trump appointed her. How that happens is beyond me. But that's got to stop. Top story here today is the illegal alien serving as the Des Moines, Iowa school superintendent. That's Ian Roberts, who served here as a Baltimore City school principal. I think it was at the Achievement Academy, if I'm not mistaken. He lied about his doctorate, never got it from Morgan State. He lied about everything. I don't even know if that's his real name. But now we find out on Friday, ICE released his extensive, and I mean extensive, criminal background. How does somebody, let me read you the background, then we'll discuss. All right, so remember, he was arrested, and a federal immigration judge issued a deportation order in May of this year, I'm sorry, last year. When Roberts was arrested this year, agents found $3,000 in cash in his government-issued vehicle, along with a hunting knife and loaded handgun. Let's flash back now to, this is July of 96. According to DHS, Roberts faced criminal charges for possession of narcotics with intent to sell, criminal possession of narcotics, criminal possession of a forgery instrument, and possession of a forged instrument. That's July of 96.
96.
Then in November of 98, Roberts charged with third-degree unauthorized use of a vehicle in New York. That charge was later dismissed.
Of course.
Years later, November 2012, Roberts was convicted of reckless driving, unsafe operation speeding here in Maryland. In February of 2020, Roberts faced charges for second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, for having a loaded firearm in his house, third-degree criminal possession of weapon, and fourth-degree weapon charges. 2 years later, January
and the hits keep coming.
Of 2022, Roberts was convicted. These are the greatest hits of all time. Roberts was convicted in Pennsylvania for unlawful possession of a loaded firearm. Less than 2 years after his last criminal conviction, Roberts was named school superintendent.
There you go.
Of Des Moines Public Schools. Why? Because he's the initiative supporting DEI. Right? So it's diversity. We call it didn't earn it. DEI, okay? That's exactly what that means. So this goes all the way back for many, many years. So, I mean, how somebody like this, so obviously, I mean, let's call a spade here and say, in this particular case, nobody was checking his background. Nobody. There was nobody checking his background at Baltimore City Schools. There was nobody checking at Des Moines Public Schools. Because obviously if they did, just even a modicum of checking, they would have found out he was lying about his doctorate. He was embellishing other credentials. He said on his resume that he served as a security guard on Queen Elizabeth's staff.
What?
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth's staff.
So you're looking at it right now. This is the kind of, it just doesn't matter. As long as you embrace the left's agenda, they'll look the other way. When it comes to DEI promoters, pushers, critical race theory, outcome-based education, you name it. They will push their agenda. They just need bodies.
That's where the slip-throughs are coming from.
And then once you get in, and you can do your dastardly deeds all over the place. Now, that brings us to the Baltimore School CEO. Sonia Santelises has been selected to serve as superintendent in residence at the Broad Center at the Yale School of Management.
Perfect fit.
Whatever. Now, this position is part-time and flexible. And she served as Baltimore City School CEO for the last 9 years. And she's going to leave at the end of this current academic year. And boy, what a bang-up job she's done at educating Baltimore City students, where you have ghost students, where you have, in 23 different schools, not a single student proficient in math. Not a single. But that's good enough to get her a gig.
Pass them through.
At Yale. Maybe somebody ought to be checking her background. Right now, just to see she shares anything in common with Ian Roberts. Because obviously there's no vetting, no background checking going on at any of these schools run by your teachers' unions, folks. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, now the Towson side of the Beltway, they've gone and done it once again. The outer loop between Delaney Valley Road and York Road, it's actually right at the end of the ramp from Delaney Valley Road to the outer loop. The hook and ladder is there, the pump truck is there, some of the vehicles are off to the right side, but only the left-hand lane is now getting by on the Beltway. So we're backed up on the ramp. Everybody from Providence Road, when you get to Delaney Valley Road, at least right now, you're going to have to single up and get all the way over to the left-hand lane. I saw a couple of idiots coming down the median. They shouldn't be doing that because they're not looking for that. And in the meantime, but they, right now, everybody's just singling up and getting over. Now, the inner loop is looking at it. So if you're coming over from 83 and from Charles Street, in addition to the sunshine, they're looking at this wreck. A lot to see. 3 or 4 pieces of equipment on the scene and all kind of stuff going on. So be prepared for that. We don't need another wreck on the inner loop side. So we'll come back in 10 or 12 minutes and check on this again. They may be getting some lanes open. Well, now we're backing up towards Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and foggy start, but sunny, warm, and humid later on. Highs in the low 80s right now. 59 in Annapolis under sunny skies, 57 in Columbia. And today we're launching a brand new feature here on Casey and Company. Next Independence Day, America will celebrate its 250th birthday. And we're going to be doing each and every morning, we're going to celebrate that, and we're going to be talking about important dates in our history and celebrating Americana, if you will, all the way up until our next 250th birthday on Independence Day in 2026. Hard to believe, 250 years old. And we begin, which nothing better than the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, right here in Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland. So we start with the actual birthday of the United States Navy is next Monday, I believe. But over the weekend, there was a special ceremony in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, where it is the largest naval base in U.S. existence. And it is where the SEALs train. And President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump were there in attendance on the USS Bush, along with the USS Kitty Hawk and others. And, of course, it was just amazing to watch. Watch if you didn't see any of it, with the F-18 Super Hornets, the F-22s, the F-35s, Black Hawk helicopters, where SEALs were rappelling down the rope on board the ship in front of the President and First Lady, as well as the Ospreys and other aircraft and ships and so on and so forth. So it just really was a great display. And at one point, President Trump was speaking, and he had to time the flyover with the U.S. F-18 Super Hornets.
God bless the United States Navy. Well, that was good timing, wasn't it? We had to get that right. But they always get it right. I was just given a display with a wonderful First Lady, the likes of which I think few people have ever seen before. We were a few minutes away, and the display of strength was absolutely incredible. We appreciate it. Thank you, Navy. Thank you very much.
Now, coming on the heels of the Pete Hegseth speech to the generals, America is back. And we are back to project strength and peace around the world, and largely due to the effect of the impact of the American sailor.
The American sailor never quits, never fails, and never, ever lets us down. They've never let us down. Thank you. Thank you.
And President Trump pointed out that in his first term, he was able to secure the World Cup and the next Summer Olympics here in the United States. And, of course, but the big one, he says, the big one is America's 250th birthday.
But you know what's the most important? 250 years is the most important, above World Cup, above Olympic.
Yep, and that is America 250, and that's what we'll be celebrating and marking each and every day here on Casey and Company. So if you have any suggestions, love to hear them. You can send them to AM680 at WCBM.com or Sean at WCBM.com, or you can text them in as well using the free text on the mobile app. I'd love to hear for you. America 250, going to be a huge event next summer, and we're glad to be part of it. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company. Here on the WCBM. And I just wanted to remark or tell you at the bottom of the hour, we're going to look at the Portland situation where it is now getting out of control, where you have conservative journalists there that all they did was documenting what the Antifa types were up to, and the conservatives were arrested. One woman was hit with a flagpole with giving it a black eye. And the other guy, Nick Sorter, he was arrested because he provoked Antifa just by being there with his camera. Portland is out of control. It's 8:20 here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Lugnuts Johnson.
And so the wreck on the outer loop between the Lenny Valley and York Road, as we said in the last couple of minutes, probably everybody would get moving again. It's all on the shoulder now, but it's a visual delay. But here's the problem. It starts right there between York Road and the Lenny Valley. Tail end of this backup now is all the way back to Bel Air Road. So now we have to think, okay, what are we going to do now, boys and girls? Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway, getting away from the backup on the Beltway. All of those are running parallel to the Beltway. You'll make a little better time. You'll have some traffic-like delays, but that's okay. Now, the inner loop is looking at it, so now the inner loop is backed up towards the ramp at 83. That should get a little better now that all the fire department units have left the scene. The west side outer loop, 795 to Frederick Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, all of that is still there. Not too bad right now. Southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Baltimore County just going out to a new wreck, York Road at Stevenson Lane, and it looks like the fire department and a medic unit also arriving there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's sunny today, warm and humid a little bit later on. Highs will be in the low 80s overnight. Clear and temperatures in the 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, upper 70s. Maybe some rain in the evening hours. So it still feels not like fall. It's cool at night, but still warm during the day. We're still waiting that first frost. Usually comes towards the end of October. Right now, mostly sunny, 58 in Reisterstown, and it is 59 in downtown Baltimore. Well, have you seen the video of the bouncer at the bar down in Federal Hill Cross Street Market?
I have not seen it yet.
Yeah. You got to see that video. It's been out for a couple of weeks now. It got 6 million views. And you see this bouncer, this the white guy, bar patron, approaches him and says something to him, and it triggers the security guard. He then puts him in a chokehold, and, you know, again, he obviously is, you know, losing consciousness because he taps the guy's arm like to tap out and say, and even some of the witnesses around were saying, hey, dude, he tapped out, let him go. But then what the bouncer does, and that part was, okay, it was problematic, but what comes next is the security guard or bouncer has the guy in a chokehold and has his head, and he rams his head into the window of a car. Ugh. Smashes the window of the car. Which is clearly now that's assault. That's first degree assault.
Yeah, that part's done.
That guy disappeared. We didn't know who he was for a while. Later, he turns himself into the Baltimore Police Department. His name is Kevin Weaver. Kevin Weaver was then again charged with first degree assault, first degree aggravated assault. I'm sorry, and he has been held without bond in the Baltimore City Jail, which I thought was a cashless bail. I thought this whole thing, it's amazing that we don't have cashless bail. For the thugs that are released back out on the streets, I mean, you can bash, if you're a 14-year-old in Baltimore City, you can bash a 62, we had that once, 65-year-old over the head, beat him to a pulp. You're back out on the streets with mommy and maybe daddy, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Smack on the hand and naughty.
I'm not defending this bouncer. I think what he did was wrong. I think he should have been charged. As to, again, I don't know why it's not a bailable offense, but apparently it is. Maybe they have reason to believe he would be a risk to flee. That now all of a sudden the Baltimore City Council has awakened from their slumber. Now all of a sudden they're going to get tough. Here's Councilman Yitzi Schleifer.
you know, that kind of abuse of power has to be met with, you know, repercussions. Because I think it's important, you know, when people are coming to the city, that they're treated with respect and dignity, and that they're not, you know, that they're not running into situations like that.
Well, what about the rest of us that come to the city? Aren't we supposed to be treated with dignity and respect and not have to be subjected to juvenile thug crime, carjackings, assaults, robberies? And they keep telling us that through this magical, these statistics that homicides are down. But you pick up the paper over the weekend and we saw, what, six or seven shootings? Mm-hmm. Alone over the weekend, there was a stabbing at Towson Town. There were shootings all over the city of Baltimore. I don't know how many succumbed from their wounds. I got to go back and check on it. But all is not what they portend it to be. I do think they're obviously, because I still think they don't document juvenile crime as much as they should. So we'll see what happens. I there are a lot of people debating whether or not. Now we know a little bit more about this arrest, in that apparently this started upstairs at the bar, and the bar patron was talking to another bouncer, and that bouncer didn't want him talking to him and said, "You're out of here." Now maybe he was drunk. That's possible. And maybe the bouncers asked him to leave, because if you're really, really intoxicated, they don't want you in the bar.
You're out.
They will. So I think he was escorted out. And then when he was on his way out, there was another bouncer outside. There's the bouncer that put him in the chokehold. And maybe, I'm sure alcohol fueled a lot of this on the part of the bar patron. But that still, there's a way that you can, you know, basically convince somebody to go their merry way instead of putting them in a chokehold and smashing their head into a car. So we'll see what happens at the end there with that. All right, coming up next, right after the 8:30 news, we're going to take a look at, again, what's happening in Portland is, again, it's very troublesome. Just like in Chicago, where ICE agents were boxed in and gunfire erupted, people are going to get killed unless these blue cities and these blue mayors and these blue governors allow President Trump and the National Guard to come in and restore law and order, because we are on the verge of complete societal breakdown and anarchy without it. So keep that in mind. All right, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. All you have to do is check them out each and every day. And don't forget, Casey and Company begin today. If you missed any part of the show, you can go back and listen to it on demand, available at WCBM.com. And so you can listen to the whole 3 hours or an hour here or there, whatever you want to do. It's available on demand at WCBM.com or via the WCBM mobile app. It's coming up on 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with all the latest, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fort Meade is not allowing unescorted visitors, delivery services, or rideshare apps on base today. And Arundel County Public Schools have posted a notice online saying some students may be impacted by the restrictions. School employees will have access with a previously approved driver's license and AACPS ID. Students attending MacArthur Middle School, Manorview, and Pershing Hill Elementary and the Westmead Early Education Center are able to ride school buses, which will be given access. Families with an appointment at a school on the base should bring their driver's license and confirmation of the meeting. Meade Middle and High Schools should not be impacted. Police have arrested a man on disorderly conduct charges. Police say 24-year-old Micah Narte was charged Sunday after reports that he approached women outside of businesses in the Cockeysville area, instructing them to read a notebook that contained written threats soliciting sex. WCBM News Time, 8:31. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability
experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Rite Aid has closed its locations in Maryland and nationwide. A message on the company's website reads, "All Rite Aid stores have now closed. We thank our loyal customers for their many years of support." The website also has a link to direct customers to their new pharmacy and request records of their prescription and immunization histories. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy protection in May. And Baltimore County organizations are encouraged to apply for a share of $1.3 million in grants for community improvement projects. The grants will range from $3,000 to $200,000 for capital projects with a durability of 15 years or more and will benefit the overall community. And Fort Meade, again, is not allowing unescorted visitors, delivery services, or rideshare apps on base today. At 8:33, you're listening to Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop between Delaney Valley Road and York Road still there, and it's still occupying the right shoulder. From time to time, they are blocking the right lane. They just did to let one of the vehicles leave the scene, so we're still looking at that, and we're still backed up back towards Perrin Parkway and eventually back even to and beyond the ramps at Hartford Road. The inner loop was looking at it just a bit. Then there was an accident in the backup on the inner loop near the JFX. So right now, if you're coming up from 795, coming up from Liberty Road through Pikesville, part of that reason is why we're still backed up through Greenspring Avenue and then getting better over towards the ramps at I-83. The west side outer loop, still very slow, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mild start to the day with some fog. We've got bright sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon and another warm summery day with highs headed into the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable as lows dip back down to 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A common theme in the postgame yesterday following the Ravens' 44-10 loss to the Texans was the unexpected nature of the loss following what was apparently a great week of practice. So the natural question is, what is preventing practice execution from translating to game execution? Head coach John Harbaugh tries his hand at that one.
I mean, you have to look at everything. I think it starts with us as coaches. We've got to figure out how to put the guys in best positions, you know, to make plays and do things right.
Next up was Kyle Van Noy on his take of the situation.
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't have many chances left, so I don't have time to sit and wait and we got to figure it out.
And tight end Isaiah Likely also thought that good things were ahead for Baltimore yesterday.
Every time we practice, I, you know, look optimistic on getting a W. I mean, every week I try to go in and understand that the goal is, you want to know whether who's that quarterback, tight end, receiver, running back, DB, whoever.
Ravens now fall to 1-4 in the season, tied with the Browns, who lost yesterday to Minnesota in England at 1-4 at last in the AFC North. Elsewhere in the NFL, how does Drake May come into Buffalo and beat the Bills while the Ravens could not do it in week one?
For the lead. Right down the middle. Gargalis nails it. And the Patriots take the lead with 15 seconds remaining.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Andy Borogalis with the game winner from 52 yards out. And the Patriots hand the Bills their first loss 23-20 in Buffalo. Drake May passing for 273 yards. High school football local over the weekend. Gilman over Loyola 38-31. It was John Carroll over Mount Carmel 28-7. In the public schools, Towson wins their fourth in a row 19-6 over Patapsco. Perry Hall drops to 1-4, losing to Dundalk 49-20. And the Milford Mill Millers with a double victory. The varsity team easily handling Franklin 35-0, and the junior varsity, coached by Ray Rice, 13-12, the final. And as promised, Sean Casey's Stags, 44-6 over Riverdale Baptist. They're 5-0. Yeah, there's the clapping. Outscoring their opponents, Sean. This is a pretty... Is this like a juggernaut or what?
This is a juggernaut.
Okay.
They are loaded this year.
203-44 is the score, the composite score,
they begin
after
their
5 weeks.
Conference play this Friday.
Good Counsel. That's a huge one. They beat them for the WCAC championship last year. So we'll see what happens coming up next week. Major League Baseball playoffs yesterday in Toronto. The Jays slam New York. Joe Davis with the call on FS1. Vlad Guerrero, the monster shot. And man, do they hate the Yankees in Toronto. 13-7, the final 2-0 series lead for the Jays. On this date in baseball history, one final note, take you back 59 years, October 6, 1966. The Hall of Famer, Jim Palmer, at the age of 20, becomes the youngest pitcher ever to record a World Series shutout as he goes the full nine in a 6-0 Orioles win over the Dodgers in Game 2 of that four-game sweep. The time now is 8:37. When we return, something that's never happened before.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I have a gift for you.
This is the gift?
This is the gift.
Now, what prompted this?
I just thought, you know, this is something you'd appreciate.
Okay. So you thought of me outside of the show?
You can add this to your sports collection.
Okay.
Because I know you really like, you like play-by-play guys, and you like, you know, you've been exposed to a lot of coaches. So enjoy it. Here it is.
It's National Coaches Day. Celebrate the greatest moments and motivation on one album. Now that's what I call coaching. Featuring Herm Edwards.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game.
And these sage words from Dennis Green.
The Bears are who we thought they were. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Plus, who can forget this nugget of wisdom from Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells?
He sucks you guys right in. So consider yourself sucked.
And, of course, the number one all-time greatest inspirational quote from Jim Mora.
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs.
Now, that's what I call coaching. Get your copy today, and you'll say...
Suck. Stop.
You know what? You were right. I do appreciate that. The only thing that would be better is if they let that Jim Mora quote go just a little longer when he says, we can't even win a game. That's the best part.
That is the best part.
Thank you.
We were crunched for time. So I
have to give you a gift now? I got to think of something?
No, it's just enjoy.
Okay, I can re-gift something.
You can. You can re-gift that. Use it on many people. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So did you see what's been happening in Portland? Portland is ground zero for what will happen to this entire country if we don't restore law and order from these anarchists, Antifa, and these radical Marxist leftists, the mayor of Portland, Keith Wilson, and the governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek. Nick Shorter is a citizen journalist. He's conservative. And he showed up to document, because remember, the Antifa's been attacking federal buildings in Portland, federal agents in Portland, and that's why President Trump wants to deploy the National Guard to Portland. And Nick says that he was charged with disorderly conduct just because he was there documenting them and recording their activities.
Screaming in megaphones at 3 o'clock in the morning, spray painting the sides of federal buildings, assaulting officers. Is any of that disorderly conduct? Or is, you know, just being a conservative, is that a threat to, you know, their order out here? So that they call that disorderly? I don't know. We're trying to figure it out.
He says that Portland PD... with him and another woman, citizen journalist, who was bashed in the face with a flagpole. She wasn't arrested, but they did not arrest the person who assaulted her. Portland PD are openly, actively taking the side of Antifa.
At this point, they are on the side of criminals and Antifa out here. They are the ones that don't get prosecuted. You saw Katie Davisport from the Post Millennial get hit with a pole the other day. And Portland police walked away. They were told by top brass to stand down.
Just like the Chicago police were told to stand down. There's audio transmission of this from the dispatcher. They were told to stand down from their police chief of police when federal agents were boxed in Chicago. And the call went out that they needed support. They needed backup. They were told to stand down. Caroline Leavitt from the White House podium on Friday.
Conservative journalist Nick Sorter was captured on video being taken into custody by the Portland police after he was ambushed by Antifa and was defending himself from these assaults.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the War Room with Steve Bannon over the weekend, and she talked about Antifa, and they are organized, they are paid, and they are a danger. They are the enemy to the United States.
This has been an organized effort that is anarchy, it's communist, and it's completely designed to attack our government and tear it down.
And it's doing that. Leavitt said President Trump is planning to cut federal funding to Portland amid the violence from left-wing domestic terrorists. Stephen Miller went off on this judge for blocking the Portland National Guard deployment, calling it a legal insurrection. And yes, that was a Trump-appointed judge that has now blocked the National Guard. I mean, again, the judicial branch has no say over the military. None whatsoever. None. The Constitution says the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief. He is the only one. Not Congress. Congress declares war. But when it comes to the troops, it's the executive branch. Judicial branch plays no role whatsoever in that. So the only question is, will Trump comply with this illegal order, or will he totally ignore it? And again, we have to pay attention to what's happening in Portland, because it could spread like wildfire among many of these other cities governed by Democrats. 8:43, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I-97 southbound, that delay is still there, but it's the normal delay right there at Route 32. It's still busy, and you're fighting the bright sunshine as you're going down eventually towards a ramp at Route 50. The westbound side of 50 turning north on I-97, there's a delay there, nothing but the heavy traffic as you make the ramp turn. And then once you get up to the top of the hill towards 178, much better on the northbound side. All the late slowing yet on the Beltway. The vehicles involved in that wreck on the outer loop after Delaney Valley Road, still there on the right shoulder. The inner loop through Pikesville is still slow. The west side has improved a little bit, but both sides are still busy between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40. Just had a quick check on the JFX. We're looking at you at Ruxton Road. No problems there. And then it's clear southbound through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be sunny and warm, a little muggy today. Highs in the low 80s overnight, clear down into the 60s again tomorrow. Cloudy upper 70s and maybe rain tomorrow night is what they're calling for. Right now we're at 59 and sunny in Bel Air, 59 in the Middle River. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, home of all your appliance needs. A dog in Canada just made it into the Purina Animal Hall of Fame for fighting off a grizzly bear and saving its owner's life. 70-year-old Craig Campbell was hiking with his 10-year-old Doberman named Knight last year when they crossed paths with a mama grizzly and her two cubs. Knight fought it off long enough for Craig to grab the can of bear spray he had with him. Here is Craig Campbell talking about the grizzly attack.
I said to myself, I'm about to die. She came racing out of the bush at full speed. Everything was silent, really, except for the huffing of the bear, which was so loud, giving me time to get my bear spray out. At which point I said to myself over and over, I'm going to live, I'm going to live, I'm going to live. The best dog is the dog you have in front of you.
How about that? I mean, those grizzlies are vicious, too, especially when their cubs are involved. So that is incredible. Brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, the other big story that happened over the weekend that bears some commentary is the would-be assassin of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The guy's name was Nicholas Roski, but now Nicholas identifies as Sophie Roski. And Roski, actually, according now to published accounts, was not just after Justice Kavanaugh and wanted to assassinate him, but he wanted to get three other justices as well, and they were all conservative justices. So here's another radical left-wing trans would-be assassin, and I think this bears further study, just like I've said for years that the SSRIs need to be studied in school shooters because they're predominantly white males. And we know that white males, when they're active, hyper, in schools, are immediately put on these antidepressants, these Zolofts, to tamp down their hyperactivity because schools don't want to handle them. They don't want to discipline them. They can't discipline them. So, and they can't deal with them. So what we do is we put them on these very dangerous series of drugs called SSRIs, and it fries their brains. It screws up their brain chemistry. And now I'm thinking the same thing might be happening with some trans individuals. I'm not saying all, but some whose brains are being impacted by whatever drugs or chemical or cocktails that they're taking as well, as far as maybe SSRIs, maybe puberty blockers, hormones. I mean, face it, you are trying to trick your body into thinking it's something else. That can't be good. It can never be a good outcome. So the mother of Brett Kavanaugh's would-be assassin, by the way, he got 8 years. He got 8 years for, and the reason why he said he didn't go through with it is because when he got to Justice Kavanaugh's home, he was surrounded by security detail, protective guards, and he just said, oh, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this. But now the mother of Brett Kavanaugh's would-be assassin is pointing to her son's transgenderism in an effort to secure leniency. The mom allegedly discovered the transgender issue through a hospital discharge paper she found in a suitcase. The name on the discharge paper was Sophie Roski, and she apparently didn't know. And that doesn't really surprise me in today's day and age. The teachers keep it from you. The doctors keep it from you. Everybody but you as a parent have a right to know that your son or daughter is transitioning to the opposite gender. So it just looks to me that Roski's attorneys have indicated he began transitioning privately 2 years prior to be arrested for this assassination attempt. So Roski seeks leniency. He got 8 years, and now there are those, including the Justice Department. I think the Trump administration is going to appeal that sentence, and they should. We can't allow, because, you know, 8-year sentence means you're out, what, in 2.5 years? So you're free to do it again? We see how that story ends. Ask Irina Zarutska. Ask Logan Federico. Ask any of these women that have been brutally murdered by illegal aliens and by career criminals. Law offices Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. And they've got just an incredible firm. They put your recovery priority number one. They've been doing it for over 40 years. And I remember when Michael first started with the lawyer show here dispensing his pro bono advice for years. There are rumblings and he may come back, but I think he's just a great attorney, and his son Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, Stephen's wife, they do a wonderful job. And all the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries at the firm, at putting your recovery priority number one, because you've been injured in a serious automobile accident and you don't have to focus on anything else but getting better. And that's where Michael comes in. They take care of everything else, from dealing with the insurance companies, for dealing with medical needs. From also, if your car's been vehicle's been totaled, diminution of value, which most firms won't touch, by the way, because there's no money in it for the firm. But Michael does it as part of his all-encompassing, holistic approach to getting you back on your feet again so you can get back to work, back on to your job, and to running your business, whatever the other priorities in your life. So call the law office of Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com. It's 851. You're listening to Casey & Company.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Yeah, August says time to reopen all the state institutions, get back some hardcore treatment. I think President Trump has also suggested that. Time to basically, because you can't have mentally ill, homeless, and these other individuals that are running around on these antidepressants and these puberty blockers and without, I mean, the doctors throw them on this stuff, and then I don't think they're properly monitored. I mean, it's clearly the parents have no clue. 8:53, traffic and weather now on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, late slowing on the Beltway, still around, and we'll be around for a while. We had the wreck earlier that was on the shoulder, outer loop after Delaney Valley. Most of that now is gone. So hopefully now the northeast side will begin to loosen up. It's still slow right there at Hartford Road, but moving a little better. The inner loop now at Green Spring. Some gaps in the traffic eventually heading over to the JFX. And then we'll change the camera. We'll go over and take a look at the west side. And it's moving a lot better now at Liberty Road. Coming south, eventually down through I-70. A bit slow there, but again, we're making progress down the hill from Frederick Road to 95. Much better through there. JFX are okay. We're clear. Good to go at both the tunnels. If you're coming off of 95 southbound and you're exiting at the Caton Avenue ramp, there's an accident about halfway down that ramp, kind of crowding the right side. Not a big deal, but just a word of caution. Two or three vehicles were involved on the right side of that ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It is going to be sunny today, warm, a little sticky. Highs in the low 80s tonight, clear temps in the 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, upper 70s, maybe rain in the evening. Sunny in 62 in Annapolis right now, 61 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. You know, enjoyed the weather. It's nice.
At what point did you turn the game off, Phil, yesterday?
Yeah. I know, right? Meanwhile, you know, Olivia's telling me the Ravens are getting cooked. Like, she's got all this commentary. I got to get her on with Gary, I think, because she's all about it. But, you know, she's an Eagles fan, so she was like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So well, she doesn't really care too much.
We can't
much
all be
about
perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. She does what her brother says. You know, it's so funny. I listened to the show this morning, and it completely dawned on me, because I've been following the superintendent story out of Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, Ian Roberts, the illegal immigrant. I had no idea about the drug possession charges until I heard you talking about it this morning. So he was also in the drug trade.
And now they also, one of the charges, I think, included sex or human trafficking or sex trafficking as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so this guy was a complete a career criminal, imposter, and I think what is so disturbing on so many different levels is the lack of vetting and background checks done by multiple jurisdictions, not just Des Moines, but Baltimore, Pennsylvania, D.C.
Yeah.
They all, I mean, this is what happens when you prioritize DEI.
Yeah, yeah. This is craziness. I hope the story continues to get some traction.
Because and your Kilmar, he's now got another life.
That.
Did you see that?
Yes. I see I have Kilmar Abrego Garcia fatigue, is what I call it. I can't take it anymore. Well, anyways, of course, we're going to talk about those two stories. Also, a big story, the Key Bridge and the process of it going back up. You probably saw it viral over the weekend. Everybody's talking about the fact that it's 18 months later and there's still basically nothing happening.
You know who started that? Was Ed Hale with his press conference last week
with over
600 days.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's starting to have a little bit of an impact there.
Yep, that's right. So we're going to talk about that. And then also Mayor Brandon Scott's new ride. Man, I had no idea. $162,000.
Yeah. Well, first
SUV.
Off, the Jeep Grand Wagoneer is about $100,000.
Okay.
Fully loaded. So, but I don't know where the other $60,000 came from, because people in the know in the police and fire department tell me it doesn't cost that much money to put lights and sirens and everything else.
Okay.
Now, some are suggesting that it's been bulletproof.
That's
but
what I heard.
Okay.
It's an armored vehicle now, and I'm thinking, wait, who's coming after Brandon Scott?
And an armored vehicle like that probably gets like 2 miles to the gallon.
Right.
And by the way, is it an EV?
I know. I didn't see where it was electric.
I don't think it's an EV or a hybrid.
So it's a guzzler.
It's a gas guzzler.
Yeah. Oh, they're so full of it. Rules for thee, but not for me. So much to talk about today.
All right. Coming up next, Kim Klasick live.
Thanks, John.
The other big story we started with this morning is this Jay Jones out of Virginia fantasizing about putting the bullets in the head of a Republican speaker, his wife, and killing his children. And Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, who's in a very tight race in Virginia, talked about, again, the radical, violent far left and what they're doing.
Charlie Kirk died, reminding us that America is the best and last hope on earth. But our way of life is under violent attack from the left. They canceled us. They silenced us. They lied about the very facts of nature. The mentally unstable are snapping when reality sets in. Men cannot become women. America is not a racist country. And income without work is the recipe for hopelessness.
And then there's an ad that she just took out against Jay Jones down in Virginia.
We start with breaking news from the campaign trail.
Jay Jones is under fire tonight.
Jay Jones is under fire.
Jay Jones is under fire after messages he sent in 2022 saying former Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert should be shot.
I'm excited about this ticket.
Great to be out on the campaign trail with Jay Jones.
You said Gilbert's wife could watch her own child die in her arms so that Gilbert might reconsider his political views.
We deserve an attorney general who will stand up for the people of Virginia.
Jones said, quote, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head.
Jones doubled down, saying, quote, do I think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes.
How can Virginians trust a man who said something so horrific, so callously?
Only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy.
Every single Democrat, including Governor Moore and others, should demand that he drop out of the race if they're serious about bipartisanship and condemning violence. See you tomorrow morning at 6 with Casey and Company. Have a great day.
This is the right choice for Maryland.